for some football, baby.
High school football coverage on KMZA, your sports authority. On the radio, online at mscsports.net, or download the radio app. Let's go to the press box and get to the high school game of the week right here on 92.1 KMZA.
Spot of wind. It is a cold night, but it is a great cold night. I'm out here in the elements, and I can tell you, it's football weather, baby. And we're here in the sub-state championship game, none other than the Axel Eagles here at the Axel Sporting Complex, taking on the Frankfurt Wildcats. These two teams have already matched up once this year. It ended in the biggest game that Axel has played this season, 76-30, the most points the Axel Eagles have scored all season. But also the game where the Eagles have given up the most points. Man, the Frankfurt Wildcats, they gave the Eagles a run for their money. Again, that game, it was 38-8, exiting the first quarter, exiting the first half. It was 68-30, and then the end game, of course, 76-30. Yeah, it was a big game for the Axel Eagles. Axel Eagles has now extended themselves to a five-game winning streak against the Wildcats. And currently, right now, career Anderson, the head coach, Nick Anderson, for the Frankfurt Wildcats. He is currently 3-7 when facing Detweiler, the head coach of the Axel Eagles, Eric Detweiler. Man, he is both these guys having such good history against each other and going back to the first time Frankfurt won. Last time they won in 2020, 36-14, Frankfurt. They just went two games straight again, 2019, 24-20. Again, these two teams, they go back and forth. 2018, Axel winning 76-28. And then in 2017, also Axel winning 50-36. Switch things back around. The page flips. 2016, 70-20. Frankfurt wins. Man, these two teams, they go back at it hard. And we talk about the history for both these teams, their success. Axel with four career state titles, three consecutively, trying to chase the fourth one consecutively here. But of course, they have won four all time, I should say, three straight. Their first state title was in 1993 under Clinton Bailey. And then for the Frankfurt Wildcats, they had two big years back in the day. And let me tell you, these two teams, again, they're going to come back at it hard today. We got a long pregame here before this game gets started. We got still 27 minutes left here on the clock. We still got plenty of time with the national anthem. So we'll have more pregame coming at you here shortly. You're locked into 92.1 games. Yeah, stay locked in because we got more to talk about with these two great teams coming at you. Stay tuned.
Some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa, refrigerator and freezer, the internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together, home and auto. As in combining your home and auto insurance with one agent, which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
Meet Jason Ronenbaum, your newest commercial, personal, or agricultural lender with Community National Bank.
Hi, I'm Jason Ronenbaum with Community National Bank. With 6 years of banking experience and being in Northeast Kansas for most of my life, I'm dedicated to serving our community's financial needs. Whether you're looking for personal, agricultural, and commercial banking solutions, I'm here to help. Let's achieve your financial goals today. Welcome home to Community National Bank.
You feel right at home. Community National Bank.
Member FDIC, Eagle Housing Lender.
What's the big deal? All nursing homes are the same. Nursing homes are not the same. There are levels of care, transportation, and amenities such as tissues, toiletries, and other items you pay extra for. At Life Care Center of Seneca, it's included in the room rate. This is Lisa Duryea, Executive Director at Life Care Center of Seneca. In some locations, a private room means you still share certain parts of the room. At Life Care Center of Seneca, a private room means a private bathroom as well. Call today for a tour or more information. Life Care Center of Seneca, 785-336-3528.
The answer is yes, SBS.
Are you sick and tired of getting tackled at the 1-yard line? Is your current insurance provider not getting you the right coverage in your time of need? stop by your local SBS insurance office and we'll develop a game plan for the best coverage and protection of your assets. With SBS Insurance, we'll help you score that winning touchdown.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
All projects start here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. If one of your projects is to keep your home warm with a supply of wood pellets, remember Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware have a supply of premium pellets on hand. Their wood pellets are priced competitively and will provide efficient heat for your pellet burning stove. Stock up on wood pellets today and you'll have peace of mind for keeping everything warm. Remember, your project starts here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. Open weekdays 7:30 to 5:30 and Saturdays 8 to noon.
Are you looking to team up with a local bank that's ready to help you succeed? Hi, I'm Lynette Hiltzbrand with First Heritage Bank. From opening a checking account that can put money in your pocket to helping you buy a new home, we have the products and experience to help you succeed. Whether we are next to you on the sideline supporting our hometown team or across the desk helping you purchase a new vehicle, you can count on our local staff to help you reach your financial goals. We're an equal housing lender located in Centralia, Corning, Seneca, and Vermilion. Or online at 1hbank.com. Member FDIC.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers a very affordable rate and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
We got a couple co-stars here up in the, or I guess I should say main stars, up in the press box here. Jake and Boz, the two from the National High Score Scoreboard Show. You can tune into that after all the action here tonight. They'll cover all the area games, and including some of their predictions for next week and the state championship. So, hey, they're here tonight in the press box. They're going to be making their rounds all the way out. I think they said they're stopping here first, and then they're going to make their way to the Centralia-Rossville game. That's on 96.9 right now. And after that, 103.9 with Brandon Patman. That is Nemaha Central taking on Council Grove. Man, what a list of games we got going on tonight. But I'm going to tell you, you got one of the best ones coming up here, 92.1. You got the Axel Eagles against Frankfort Wildcats. These two teams, they've seen each other this year. The Axel Eagles right now, 11-0 on the year. They're league winners at 5-0, district two winners in eight-man Division Two. They're currently coming in this one ranked number one, Frankfort Wildcats. They finished both 2-2 in the league, 2-2 in the district. And 9-2 on the overall, but Frankfort Wildcats, they have had an undercat story, as you should say here, in their little bit of a playoff run. So they finished the regular season losing the Axel. They went on the road to Lynn. They beat them 40-14. I don't think that was much of a surprise for Frankfort fans, but they went on the road. They went on and they took on Merrimack Valley. They won 46-0, and then they played Burlingame at home. And there was an Axel fan last week who said, you know, hey, I trust Axel going down to Osborne and taking care of business. I am going to go down and watch Frankfort and watch some Frankfort football. And he said that that was the best ever bit of eight-man football he had ever seen in his entire life. This is an Axel fan talking about some Frankfort action. And he said that was some great football that he has seen. And he is excited to see those Frankfort Wildcats come here today and take on these Axel Eagles. Again, they beat Burlingame 46-38. I believe it was a tied game, and in the final bits of the minute, Wes Anderson, Lane the Wiser, they connected for that touchdown to win that game. On the season, Frankfort Wildcats outscoring their opponents 570-224, averaging 51.6 points per game, and then averaging only 24 points per game defensively given up. Switching the switch here, going over to the Axel Eagles, they're on average scoring 60.9 points per game. They went down 0.1 since the last time I've called them, so they're still up there and causing havoc for teams, but they're only allowing an average of 3.7 points per game. This team has been electric all season long, and of course, they want to continue at the Eagles. They have won 50 straight games. They have won three state consecutive championships, and look at that. The smoke machines are going off here. We got an atmosphere. We'll be back in a couple more minutes to talk about some keys for this game. But let me tell you, the Axel Eagles, they have one of the best atmospheres in the entirety. I only want to just say eight-man. Like, I mean, I Yeah, so I'm saying, like, it's up there. It's not just 8-man, 1A, but it competes up to 2, 3, possibly 4A. This atmosphere here is up to a big level. They've had their Jumbotron up there for 3 years now. Man, it is incredible being here. They get things loud and they get proud. We'll be back here in a couple more minutes to talk more pregame action. The Axtell Eagles here hosting the Frankfort Wildcats in the sub-state championship. Go nowhere.
It's getting to be the end of the year, and you know what that means. Awesome deals on vehicles, and Nemaha Valley Motors is no exception. We currently have a wide variety of new Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, and GMC vehicles in stock, some with huge end-of-the-year deals. We haven't had this big of a selection of three-quarter ton trucks in years. Experience what it is like to purchase a vehicle in a nice, friendly, relaxed atmosphere with no big dealer pressure. Stop in at Nemaha Valley Motors in Seneca, and you will leave saying, "Wow, that was easy."
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Naturals Pure Fish Oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rentals can outfit you with the tools you need for inside projects. They have three styles of floor sanders, sheetrock jacks, carpet stretchers, indoor scaffolding, a texture gun for ceilings and walls, a tile scraper remover, carpet cleaners and solutions, even a portable table saw and sliding compound miter saw. Go online to their website, HeinenTrueValue.com, for all their rental tool listings. And like them on Facebook, Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rentals in downtown Seneca. Behind every project is a true value.
November is National Alzheimer's Awareness Month. Alzheimer's is a degenerative brain disease and the most common cause of dementia. It's the sixth leading cause of death in the United States and is one that can't be prevented or cured. Get the facts. By learning the facts, you can help change the numbers. Each time you talk about Alzheimer's disease, you help raise awareness and inspire action. For additional information about this disease, please visit www.alz.org. Nemaha Valley Community Hospital. People you know, care you trust.
Don't let worrying about the weather bother your peace of mind on your piece of earth. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca today. Beth Dieters can provide you with protection for the hay and grazing part of your operation. Pasture, rangeland, and forage sales closing date is December 1st. Call Midwest Crop Insurance at 785-334-CROP. Midwest Crop Insurance is an equal opportunity provider. Call them today for peace of mind on your piece of earth. 785-334-2767.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Well, before you can get some turkey dinner next week, you got to become a turkey winner. This week, we got, again, two great teams, the Axtell Eagles, the Frankfort Wildcats, and the sub-state championship game here today at the Axtell Sporting Complex. We talked a little bit of history. I know sometimes history can be a little boring, so let's bring up some stats, because both of these teams, let me tell you, they bring out some sparks when it comes to the stat sheet. On the year, the Axtell Eagles currently averaging 236 yards per game, 60 points a game rushing yards. They're running for 12.3 yards a carry. They got over 1,702 rushing yards this season, over 1,276 passing yards this season. Now, when you look at the Frankfort Wildcats, currently they're putting up 1,497 rushing yards, 2,488 passing yards. Yards per game at 362.27, broken down into 226 passing and 136 running. So, you know, Frankfort, they're a team that, you know, on the stat sheet alone, yes, does have more impressive numbers on the ground when it comes to, you know, getting yards in a game. But Axtell, they average a score every 3.5 plays. They're massively impressive. They average 10 more points a game than this Frankfort team. And Axtell, the entire team is just from the top to the bottom. Six seniors on the roster, five starting on offense. But Frankfurt, same thing. Five offensive starters that are seniors on offense and six total seniors on the team. Wes Anderson, he is just a junior, but he has had an incredible career up to this point for the Frankfurt Wildcats. So this season alone, Wes Anderson has thrown for over 1,752 yards. Man, he has just been an absolute incredible player, throwing over that number. I believe over 2,000 yards up to this point. But, you know, when you talk about just that alone, and then you bring in his career total stats, so he's thrown over 2,000 yards this season. Now you got to bring up what are his career numbers. His career numbers, 6,043. Wes Anderson has thrown for 6,043 career yards. He's got over 2,400 yards this year. And he has just been an incredible player. 90 total touchdowns and 383 total completions. Now, breaking down Lane Loizzo. Lane Loizzo has been an absolutely standout, just an incredible player. There's really no other way to put it. The kid has just been on fire his entire career as well. 82 total touchdowns, 5,292 yards. Broken down into 1,903 receiving yards and 2,194 rushing yards and 280 total tackles. Olsen, 1,978 receiving yards, 26 total receiving touchdowns. Trent Harden, he's been a great target on the year for the Frankfurt Wildcats. He's got over 1,500 receiving yards, 86 receiving attempts, and then 21 touchdowns. Ty Smith, he's broke the Frankfurt record as he has 14 career interceptions. Not least most interceptions by a player in Frankfurt history. Again, with 14 from Ty Smith. And we talk about keys for this Frankfurt team. I mean, they come in the day with 11 interceptions, 12 sacks, 10 fumble recoveries. They almost average 12 turnovers a game. They got to force some turnovers here against Axel. Axel only turned the ball over one time this year. It was when their backup quarterback came in and threw an interception. Other than that, the Axel Eagles, they have scored every time they've touched the ball. And in fact, the Axel Eagles, they don't have much possession time on the year. As Axel, they've just played over 4 hours and 40 minutes of football. And in that time, they have only had the ball for 1 hour and nearly 20 minutes. It's just an incredible stat line when you talk about Axel and how quickly they were able to score and how freelessly. One big point about this is that Frankfurt was the only team during the regular season to not allow Axel to convert a third down. Axel is 10 of 11 on third downs. They are 101 on fourth down. That first fourth down and that only first down, fourth down conversion was against the Frankfurt Wildcats in week number 8. Well, hey, we're going to take one more break. We're going to take, well, a couple more breaks here, but this one we'll take another break. We'll come back, do a little more pregame, and take a final break for the national anthem. We'll be back for the Axel Eagles taking on the Frankfurt Wildcats. Don't go nowhere. We still got a great pregame coming at you here from the Axel Sporting Complex. So again, stay tuned, locked in, 92.1 KMZA.
Hi, this is Kevin Felkamp with United Bank and Trust. When it comes to your farm, we understand the challenges and opportunities that come with agriculture. Whether you need livestock, equipment, real estate, or operating expenses, the loan experts at United Bank and Trust are here to serve you and your needs. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life, equal housing lender, member FDIC.
There's something easy you can do to save energy and money. It's insulating your home with Owens Corning Insulation from Suther Building Supply in Seneca. A properly insulated home can save you up to 20% on your heating and cooling energy bills. These days, that's real money. Almost 80 million American homes are under-insulated, so odds are your home's a candidate for more insulation. And Owens Corning makes insulating easy. So what's stopping you? Call Suther Building Supply today, 336-2255, for a free quote.
At the Brian Green Allstate Agency, we redefine insurance options. Be rewarded for your hard work to build your credit as we offer unparalleled rate customization. This is Brian Green. While others limit your choices, we believe in adapting to your needs. Don't stay stuck in old ways. Experience a new era of insurance tailored to you. Trust me and my team for innovative coverage that fits your lifestyle, your protection, your way. Contact us at 785-271-5060. Choose the Brian Green Agency with Allstate, where you're in good hands. Ours.
Are you feeling overwhelmed by your finances?
Managing money can be confusing, but understanding the cost involved is key to your financial success. At Bob Schwartz Financial, we simplify the process. Our advisors break down the cost of managing your investments, helping you make informed decisions. From fees to potential returns, we're here to guide you every step of the way. Let us help you achieve your financial goals without the hidden surprises. Schedule your free consultation today at bobschwartzfinancial.com.
Registered investment advisor services offered through Cobbler Capital Management, Silver Lake, Kansas. Securities offered through OFG Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SPIC, Topeka, Kansas.
Need mobile tire service in Northeast Kansas? Well, look no further than Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia. They've got you covered. Specializing in on-site tire repair and replacement for agricultural, over-the-road, and commercial vehicles. Whether you're in the field or on the road, our expert team at Becker Repair and Performance will get you back up and running fast. Contact Becker Repair and Performance today at 785-857-3215 or visit online at BeckerRepairAndPerformance.com for reliable, professional service. At Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia, we're here to keep you moving.
Tired of the paper chase? Simplify your life with Rainbow's eBill mobile app. View your bill, make payments, and check your Wi-Fi password, all from the palm of your hand. Download Rainbow eBill today from the App Store or Google Play Store and take control of your account like never before. Rainbow Communications, your connection to a brighter future. Visit their website for more information or call Rainbow Communications to learn more about the eBill mobile app at 800-892-0163.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back to the MSC Sports Radio Network, and you'll hear a little bit of the PA guy getting excited because, again, this is some of the best atmosphere you'll get here at eight-man football, and just football really around in Northeast Kansas. Man, the actual Eagles really bring it to you. Right here, we got one final cut, and we'll talk about some keys for this game before we send it to break for the national anthem, and we'll come back for, of course, the actual Eagles to take on the Frankfurt Wildcats here at home. But talking about some keys specifically for this game, and you break down both of these teams, Wes Anderson being a great quarterback who on the year has thrown over 2,400 yards passing, Brandon Schmelzley, he's thrown over 1,124 yards on the year. He's rushed for over 746 yards on the year. This is a real quarterback battle. It comes down to what quarterback is really going to exceed the expectations today and bring their team to the next level. And Brandon Schmelzley, you know, I saw him a lot during the regular season, and it kind of feels like the actual Eagles, they knew they didn't really need them to explode on the stat sheet. They knew they didn't need him to really score all the touchdowns in the game and to really dominate it. And in those last final 2 weeks against Frankfurt Hanover, it was just Schmelzley, Schmelzley, Schmelzley. It's all you saw, because finally, actual Eagles, they let go of their secret weapon. And it was no secret. But when he came out and when they unsheathed him, it was like just the sword out of the cloak. This guy has just been slicing defenses up since he started, and he's gotten going. And you can hear the PA and how big and loud it's getting right now. They are excited. They got a hype video on the Jumbotron. First time I've ever seen that at this small of a level. But again, it's about making turnovers. It's about forcing turnovers. And for Frankfurt, it's about dominating the offensive and defensive line. I mean, when you argue that in eight-man football, that's a big part. I mean, you're talking about a 3-on-3, 4-on-4, 5-on-5. I mean, it's very small line play, and it's that line play that really dictates the game, being able to get in the backfield. And Schmelzley, we've seen him this year. So last time he took on Frankfurt, he was doing a lot of keeping. He scored 6 touchdowns in that game. He had over 400 yards total of offense, I believe, 200 to 400 around that area. And again, Schmelzley, not only do you have to get rid of him, you got to get rid of Landon Schmidt. Landon Schmidt has been an incredible player all season long. I mean, he's got over 300 yards rushing and nearly 300 yards receiving. And he's a junior 5'10", 150-pound running back. He's a guy that you got to key in the backfield. If it's Brandon Schmelzley who's getting taken out of the game, you know that pitch option's coming your way, and Schmitz is going to take it all the way to the house. So for Frankfurt Wildcats, Henry Catter, Lane Loizzo, Caden Combs, the linebackers, they got to stay disciplined today, and they got to get to their keys. Now, Wes Anderson, he's going to play a crucial day-to-day in the passing game as a safety, playing that high safety look. I would not be surprised if Axel Eagles come out today and throw the ball. I know it's cold, but Axel has thrown their most receiving, the most passing yards in the last 4 weeks they have all season long. Actually, well, they've tied it for all season. But again, they are attacking the pass. They're going in the air a lot more. They're fighting a little more of a balanced spread offense, running and passing. So Frankfurt, they're going to see a little bit of a different look this week with the Axel Eagles. And of course, Frankfurt Wildcats are just going to have to find a way to respond to it. Playing the wide zone in the backfield, Trent Harden at receiver, Carter Olsen, Fred Rosequist being back, that's a big helpful. But with all those keys out of the way, jingling and jangling, and into the pocket we go. Hey, Axel Eagles taking on Frankfurt Wildcats. We're back in a couple of minutes here. We got the national anthem here on the way. We're back on 92.1 KMZA.
Looking for a new career opportunity? Look no further. Cook Cabinets is hiring. They offer competitive wages and a great work environment. Come join their team and help create beautiful cabinets for their customers. Cook Cabinets looking for hardworking individuals that are eager to learn and grow. Don't miss out on this great opportunity. Apply today at cookandco.com. That's K-O-C-H-A-N-D-C-O.com. Cook & Company is an equal opportunity employer.
We know the scenario. Your Wi-Fi is being shared between two televisions, streaming Netflix, smart devices scattered throughout your home, multiple smartphones, and you have a Zoom meeting you're trying to connect to. Take the frustration out of your Wi-Fi with Blue Valley Technologies' worry-free Wi-Fi service. Our advanced router with a 24/7 support team can help your home network run smoothly. For more information, call 877-876-1228.
Local family owned and operated since 1926, Wanklin Oil in Frankfurt is the hometown company that you can trust for your home and business needs for clean, reliable, and affordable propane and fuel services. You can count on Wanklin for same-day delivery service and competitive pricing. Wanklin Oil can deliver to the field for farmers, saving time and money, and they can service all of your propane, fuel, DEF, and oil needs. To learn more about their services, call Wanklin Oil in Frankfurt today at 785-292-4710 or toll-free 1-800-794-2019.
Do you wonder which cattle mineral to use each year? With so many on the market, it can be daunting to choose the perfect mineral that checks all the boxes for your herd's unique needs. At Countryside Feed, they're here to help simplify that process. Their nutrition professionals are happy to work with producers to create a mineral program custom to their herd. Visit their website, countrysidefeed.com, to learn more about their products, their team, and their current mineral promotions. Countryside Feed.
Build that machine shed, shop, or garage you've always wanted with the help of B&D Buildings in Axtell. They specialize in the construction of either post-framed or stud-framed buildings, and you can depend on their experience and workmanship to get your building completed. B&D Buildings are a family of owned companies in Axtell, striving for 100% customer satisfaction every time. See pictures of their many completed buildings on their Facebook page at B&D Buildings or call Brad at 785-294-0147 for a free estimate. That's 785-294-0147.
The State Bank of Bern, Axtell Branch, is your hometown full-service bank. When you invest locally with the Axtell Branch, you do business with people you know. Your money stays in the community, and your funds are easily accessible. Ask their friendly staff about the variety of banking services provided. State Bank of Bern, Axtell Branch. An independently operated facility serving the local community since 1890, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back to the MSC Sports Radio Network, 137 until we get started with the sub-state championship game, the Axtell Eagles and the Frankfurt Wildcats. And hey, before we get into this game, let's drop with a little bit of story. Story time, folks. Hope you're by a warm, kindled up fire, because I'm not. It's sure cold out here, 39 degrees, and the no winds. Open press box here, right in the elements with you. But hey, you know what? Here's a little bit of a story. I came here, and someone was like, hey, you know, when I was taking care of the field, there's one of the guys here to take care of the field. They were hearing, they thought they heard a mountain lion outside. They thought they heard a mountain lion, and he wasn't too sure of it. No one believed of it until one person in Axtell was like, no, I saw it outside my house this morning. And they went up to that one, and they're like, the Wildcats are already in town. And let me tell you, the Frankfurt Wildcats are now in town here on Friday Night Lights. So not sure if that's a little bit of an omen here for the Frankfurt Wildcats. They sent a whole mountain lion down here to get prepared for the game. No, I'm just kidding. That's probably not them. That'd be kind of impressive if you can get a mountain lion as your mascot. Wild one like that. But, hey, Wildcats here to try to pull off the upset here against the Axtell Eagles. Eagles, number one ranked team and holding this one. They are looking to move on next week to the state championship game. The winner of Victoria or Dighton High School, that will be the teams that might either play Frankfort or Axel here tonight. Thought I was going to share that little story there. I got that little tidbit. So the Eagles will receive. Looks like the Eagles, both one that's us, and they will elect to receive. So let's get this one started here as the Axel Eagles will start with the football. The Axel Eagles, they were actually down last week to the Osborne Bulldogs. The first time Axel trailed all season long, they were down 8-0. And I can give you a quick second to take a guess on how long it took for Axel to respond. Not very long. They were already up 30-8 in a blink of an eye. And, of course, they shut that game out with a quick 54-8 victory. Man, that was just, again, a quick game and a quick win for the Axel Eagles. Just a big dominant win last week. Axel Eagles, again, 11-0 on the year, winning 50 straight in a row now. That is the, I believe, still the third longest streak in the entirety of the United States of America. Axel Eagles, they have the longest 8-man streak. And, well, the PA, they got start your engines going on. And let me tell you, well, I think the engines are getting started and they're getting going here as none other than the Axel Eagles. The high-flying offense, and no pun intended there with the Eagles. They are flying, and they have soared all season long. 12th-year head coach Eric Detweiler, he has won 3 consecutive titles, chasing a 4th one here. Wouldn't be surprised if this Eagles team even got a 5th next year. They are that good. They got so many talented juniors that are not only starting, but can be at a starting level next year. This team is absolutely stacked. But you can't forget the Frankfort Wildcats and their junior quarterback, Wes Anderson, who's got over 6,000 passing yards in his career, over 2,400 passing yards here today. But it's the Eagles offense that start with it. The Eagles on the season, 20.9 points per game, yards per game, 236.3. Offense has been incredible. Frankfort Eagles, Ty Smith on the kickoff, none other than Brandon Schmelsley, the KU commit, back to receive. And the kick is on the way. Your sub-state championship game begins. Axel Eagles at their own 20-yard line. Brandon Schmelsley running a couple guys over. He's going to take a couple more. And now the Axel Eagles will start at their own 27-yard line. First down and 10. See if they give them another yard on it. And they will. First and 10, Eagles start on their own 28-yard line to begin. With 11:53 here left to go in the first quarter, if you just tuned in, you are tuning in to one of the best games here tonight in 8-man football. It is the Frankfort Wildcats taking on the Axel Eagles. The Eagles, they start with the possession, first down and 10 on their own 28-yard line. It's Brandon Smesley. Looks like a pitch option with Landon Schmidt. First play of the game is just a 2-yard carry, tackled short. Wes Anderson, quarterback, taking on the quarterback. I mentioned how big Wes Anderson is going to play as a key role here. He's a safety. That is his 36th tackle on the season for Wes Anderson. It is going to be key for him to come down quickly and crack down and join alongside his linebackers and hitting Combs, Lane Lewiso, Henry Ketter. 2-yard carry. Officially now goes down as a 3-yard carry. Second down and 7. Ball at 31-yard line. Axel Eagles moving here. Second play of the drive. And Schmesley is in the backfield. Nearly wrapped the line of scrimmage. Breaks through a couple guys. Big hit comes in quickly by Peyton Adams, who comes into this game. One of the would-be starters, as I was given. And the Axel Eagles are off to a little bit of a slow start here, as this is the 12th time this season they have met a third down. I believe this is one of the first times they've seen a third down. Second, at least from what I've seen, this is the second time they've ever had a game where they started their first drive encountering a third down. Again, this Eagles team, they only average 3.5 plays scoring. But third down and 3, a pitch out to Brockstrom, and it was nearly a pickup for a first down. I think they'll give it to him. And that will be. They'll move the chain gang. So Axel Eagles were on their own 35-yard line, and they'll push it forward 4 yards. Eagles. Going to be an Axel Eagle first down as the crowd chants. So now Schmesley leading his offense here, already multiple carries on the game. You give him credit there, but that time he instead makes a great quality read, gives the pitch out to Broxman, and he picks up the first down. Broxman, over 23 carries on the season, over 290 rushing yards. 10:27 left to go here in the first quarter. On their own 38-yard line, the Axle Eagles first down and 10. Schmesley, he's wrapped up in the backfield. Not many times you're going to see Brandon Schmesley get taken down behind the line of scrimmage, but Lane Malizo makes the tackle. That is the 51st tackle for loss on the year for the Frankfurt Wildcats. Lane Malizo, that is the nearly 13th time this season he has brought down someone in the backfield. And again, it's going to take blitzing linebackers and being able to read your keys, get your assignments, and not let Schmesley break a tackle. All those keys will be important tonight. Second down 11, 9:50 to go in the first, ball in their own 37. The Eagles dropping back. Schmesley, it's a pass, and he's pressured! Trent Harden nearly gets him to go down and almost throwing interception. But it looks like maybe we might see a flag here for intentional grounding, and we do. The referee pulled out a Kleenex initially, I think, from his pocket, and he was like, that's not the flag, and there he pulls it out. So, Schmesley, Trent Harden almost sacked him 8 yards in the backfield, and again, Schmesley, he almost just kind of threw it into a bad spot, just kind of threw it in the air, and the referee, he made a great decision throwing the intentional grounding. There really wasn't a receiver too close to where the ball was being thrown, and the Axel Eagles, that'll be a loss of down. It looks like no, I believe they might pick it up. Again, we're seeing the referees, they're discussing this right now. But again, this is a big turning point for the game. The Frankfurt Wildcats are coming out and they're being aggressive on defense. And that's really what you got to ask for in a game like this where the Eagles have had zero fumbles on the year, zero punts. Only one interception is from their backup quarterback. I mean, this is a team where you got to take advantage of any situation deemed possible. So if they pick up the flag, it'll be a third down and 11, and they're going to wave the flag. So they must have said there was a receiver in the area. I think maybe Eli Broxman was close. But regardless, this is the first time the Eagles have ever had back-to-back third downs on a single drive. They're on a third down and 11 on their own 37-yard line. Brandon Schmesley in shotgun, stepping back 3 yards. He's already pressured. Going off to his left, he's going to run. He'll be short of the first. Big-time tackle by Henry Ketter. Henry Ketter in a crucial 51st tackle of the season for him. And now the Axel Eagles, for the second time this season, have met a fourth down. This is crazy, folks. We have only seen the Eagles hit two fourth downs all season long in both of those times. Or against none other than the Frankfurt Wildcats. If you want to know one thing that's going to break my voice right here, is if the Axel Eagles cannot convert this fourth down. That'd be the first time all season long. We'll see if the Frankfurt Wildcats can pull it off, or if the Eagles can convert. They're 1-of-1 already this year on the fourth down. Their one time was also a touchdown as well. Brandon Schmesley, keeper, and he's got it up for the first down, and then some, breaking out on the left side seam. He's down at the 16. Big time quarterback keeper there by Schmesley. None other than give it to your greatest runner on the team. But I'll tell you, this drive has not been easy for the Eagles. And that's all Frankfurt can do is really bide their time and not let Axel score quick. Axel, they're known when scoring within 2 to 3 minutes. Even 1 minute, 40 seconds, 30 seconds. Prevent them from scoring in a matter of that time, hold the game out, and you got yourself a ball game. Pitch option, Broxerman outside. That should be enough for a first down, a 10-yard carry down to the 7-yard line from the 17. 8:07 left to go in the first quarter. Axel Eagles have ran over 8 plays in this drive, as well as they have taken off a total of over 4 minutes off the drive ongoing now. They have driven nearly all the way down the field. So it wasn't a 10-yard carry, but it was a 9-yard carry, just short of the first. Second down and one, ball on the 7-yard line. Brandon Schmesley stepping in the pocket to run. He's got opening the end zone. He cuts it out, and he slides inside. Brandon Schmesley into the end zone. Carter Olson couldn't make the tackle. And the Axel Eagles, sure, had a tough drive, but they put it in gear, and they scored. That's a touchdown to start here. Brandon Schmesley, a 7-yard touchdown run, a keeper for the quarterback. Schmesley, he did an incredible job on this drive, picking up the crucial moments and being able to key the options, whether he was pitching it out to Broxerman, keeping himself, again, the selflessness from the quarterback, but also the ability to take it himself and score is impressive. Here, 2-point conversion on the way. Axel up 6-0. And Schmesley's into the end zone. And now the Axel Eagles are up 8-0 to start the first quarter. 7:35 left to go. The Frankfurt Eagles to get here on the kickoff. We're back in 30. Stay locked in to 92.1 KMZA.
Honeyman Ford in Seneca.
At Honeyman Ford in Seneca, they've expanded their service base to handle whatever you require. From simple oil changes and maintenance jobs to the most complex services needed, Honeyman Ford has made the investment in buildings and factory Ford trained technicians that make it easier and faster for you. Just one more reason to buy at Honeyman Ford in Seneca.
Have you driven a Honeyman Ford lately?
Land Radio.
Everybody, welcome back here to the 92.1 KMZA. I'm Curtin Prophet. Off to my right, Troy Prophet. Back in studio is Ray, and here at Axel Eagles. Already up 8-0. They convert the 2-point conversion. Brandon Schmesley, who did both the work for that touchdown, is a 7-yard touchdown in the end zone. Is a 52 length drive starting from their own 28-yard line. The Axel Eagles on 28, 52 yards down the field, went and scored. It took 4 minutes and 20 seconds off the clock. The Axel Eagles in good time here, but I think Frankfurt is plenty happy with themselves from that first drive, as they had the Axel Eagles on 2 third downs, even a 4th down. 4th and 3. The Eagles wound up converting. Not bad for Frankfurt. They should feel, again, pretty good about themselves. The Axel Eagles, well, they're at home, so they're feeling a lot of momentum with that first quarter to go up 8-0. Frankfurt Wildcats, Lane the Wiseau, back to return. Bounces all the way back to the end zone, and Frankfurt will start on their own 15. Frankfurt, first and 10 from their own 15. We talk about the Frankfurt offense. Wes Anderson, over 6,000 career passing yards, 90 passing touchdowns, over 300 completions in that time. Just this season alone, he is the passing leader amongst all classifications with over 2,400 passing yards. And he's got 2,488 total passing yards and 35 passing touchdowns. Those are his exact stats on this season alone. Here, first play of the game, incompletion to Trent Harden. Trent Harden, he's been a great target on this season for the Frankfurt Wildcats. 16 total receptions, nearly 500 yards receiving, and 8 touchdowns. He's a TVL honorable mention, and he is just one of 5 seniors starting here tonight. On the offense, 6 total seniors here on the Frankfurt team. 7:33, let's go in the first quarter. Second down 10 after the incompletion. Ball on their own 15-yard line is the Frankfurt Wildcats. Third down 8-0 against the Eagles here on the road. Sub-state championship game. Twins out to the left, single out to the right. Sending the Wiseau into motion. It's a keeper for Anderson. It looked like it may have been a pitch option, but Anderson keeps it, and he goes down. Wrapped up at around the 15-yard line. Dalton Heinen making the tackle for the Axel Eagles, and back-to-back plays is a 0 on the stat sheet. Well, it looks like that will actually be a -1. But a loss of yards there for Wes Anderson, the first official carry for the Wildcats, goes for negative yards. And Frankfurt, on their first drive against Axel at week 8, they winded up scoring. It was an incredible drive, and it tied the game at 8-8. It was after that point that Frankfurt went down 38-8, and then made it close, but not by much, as they were down 68-30, exiting the first half. Wes Anderson rolling out to his left side. He's running all the way into the end zone, and he's going to get sacked. Not in the end zone, though. He was able just to step out of it and fall down at the 5-yard line. Ryland Bussing, I believe, steps off of an injury. The senior, 5'9", 170 pounds, makes the key sack in Frankfurt. They've only gone backwards. And not only have they only gone backwards in three plays, they are also, well, they're going to have to punt this one away. This is not a fortunate situation at all if you're the Frankfurt Wildcats. Here, a punt nearly blocked into their own end zone. Brandon Schmesley back to receive. He has had a ton of punt returns and kick returns for touchdowns. He gets this one nicely as Axel will start in Wildcat territory on the Wildcats' 34-yard line. 5:42 left to go here in the first quarter. 5:42 left to go again. On the 34-yard line, Axel Eagles. First down and 10. That first drive for the Eagles, they encountered two third downs, the most they've ever on a drive all season, I believe, and they encountered their second fourth down all year. I believe the fourth down and 3. It was converted by Schmesley. Schmesley caps off that drive with a 7-yard touchdown run. 5:42 left to go. The first quarter, Brockman found outside. He's down to the 20. Cuts it in and gets hit out at the 15. Lane the Wiseau and Peyton Adams hitting him out of bounds. With the longest pass completion we've seen tonight, it was a screen pass out to the outside. Great blocks put up there by Riley Bussing and Wyatt Detweiler. And then we have that Broxman again. He made that catch and just went all the way down the sideline hash marks. First down and 10 on the 14, Wildcats territory. It's the Eagles ball. They're up by 8. Besley has the keeper. He's got a great block by Broxman on the outside of the exterior of the line. And Besley has a near first down keeper here. Looks like it might be a flag against the Eagles. The Eagles, they'll go 10 yards back, from where the spot the foul was. So we'll see if it's a first down and 20, or maybe it will just be maybe a first down and 15 here. So it won't be much of a penalty. As I mentioned, it could be a first down and 20, but most likely will be a little shorter than that. There'll be a first down and 14. Ball now marked at the 18-yard line now. It's a work here for the Eagles, but the Eagles not really too worried about the yardage situation. They want to look for the end zone. Twins out to the left, wide out to the right. Single back, that's Wyatt Detweiler, Brockman in the backfield. Smuzzley looking to pass here, left side, he's throwing the Schmidt, but he just throws over his head. And that's going to be an incompletion. That is Schmuzzley's second incompletion of the game. 5:08 left to go in the first quarter. Second down and 14 left to go here, ball in the 18-yard line. Frankfurt Wildcats territory. Frankfurt on that first drive, again, they were 3 and outed. And they just had a tough time moving the ball. In fact, they only went negative yards. They started on their own 15. They went back 11 yards total. Eagles, they have already driven 70 yards total down the field this game. And again, Brandon Schmesley, he is going long on both of his passes. It was, again, intended for Schmidt, but it just went over his head once more. He was wide open. Both maybe could have been argued for touchdown passes. But it is cold. I mean, you talked about it. No wind, 0 mph, as some may say. And it's cold. It's 39 degrees. So, you know, when you're throwing a football like that, I'm sure the grip can't be too easy. Third and 14, 5:03 left to go in the first quarter. Eagles on Wildcats 18 here. Pitch option. Brockman is found. He's got open hole. Cuts it out near to the end zone. Takes a sidestep out of bounds at the 1. Brockman picking up 17 yards on the 16 yards on the carry. They'll officially mark it. stepping out of the 2-yard line, not quite the one. Got his foot when he was spinning. But Schmezley, man, talk about a selfless quarterback to be able to take that read out to the exterior of the line, know where Brockman's at, and get that pitch to him. Schmezley, it's a keeper. Up the middle. And touchdown for the Axel Eagles. In a blink of an eye, they're already up 14-0. They're going to try to make it 16-0. 4:49 left to go here in the first quarter. Well, the Wildcats gave up 38 points in the first quarter the first time they played Axel, but right now they're on pace to give up maybe just 24. We'll see. Again, that defense, they got to get solid here for Frankfurt. They got to find a way to respond and score. Landon Smith in the jet handoff, and that's going to be the 2-point conversion to Landon Schmidt. A jet handoff from Brandon Schmesley, and now the Axel Eagles are up 16-0 against the Frankfurt Wildcats. We'll see if they can respond here on their second possession of the game. We're back in 30. Stay locked in 92.1 KMZA.
Blue Valley Trailers is the premier trailer dealer in Northeast Kansas with a location in Waterville serving all the Midwest. Stocking trailers for manufacturers like Titan, Sharp, Wilson, H&H, Travelong, and more. Located just a mile from the Titan Trailer Manufacturing Plant in Waterville, Blue Valley Trailers offers some of the best prices in the area. They also carry Titan West cattle equipment and provide Sherco tarp repair or replacement. Don't wait any longer. Visit BlueValleyTrailers.com or call 785-363-2224 today.
This is the MSC Sports.
Welcome back to the MSC Sports Radio Network, where it only took a minute, actually less than that. It took 51 seconds to score for the Axel Eagles. 51 seconds, they drove 34 yards down the field. They got the 2-point conversion to go up 16-0. Landon Schmitz and the jet handoff. It was Brandon Schmesley's second touchdown of the game. He had 6 touchdowns last time he played Frankfurt. He's been an incredible player this season, and we'll see him, of course, continue that success. 16-0, 4:49 left to go in the first here. And this kick might go out of bounds, and it will. What a weird kickoff here for Landon Smith. Did not go down the field, went straight left, and that will give great field position to start here for the Frankfurt Wildcats. On their first drive, the ball went down into the end zone. Frankfurt Wildcats, they started on their own 15-yard line, and then they went back 11 yards with a tackle for loss and then a set for 1 yard, and then they took a 9-yard sack afterwards. Wes Anderson, who technically is credited with 2 carries now on the game, as he's got negative 10 yards. Handoff in the backfield this time. Wayne Malizo, and he stopped. The Wildcats have not gone forward yet tonight. It was the Frankfurt Wildcats, they started here on their own 25-yard line, but now they are backed up to their own 23. This is already a game where the Frankfurt Wildcats are finding a little bit of a struggle to the offense. Only negative yards so far, I believe combining for negative 13. They ran a total of 4 plays so far up to this point, an incompletion, and 3 straight plays going backwards. See if they can break that streak here with this one. Anderson, pitch option. He's going to find Ketter, and he's going to pick up some positive yards here. Henry Ketter. That is one of his any first carries on the season coming into today.
They break up 3rd down and 4.
They're now brought up to a 3rd down and 4, a big carry of 8 yards for the Wildcats. Again, coming in clutch that carry, Henry Ketter is the pitch option. So both teams really relying on that pitch outside option. 3rd down and 4, 3:21 left to go, ball on their own 32-yard line. Frankfurt Wildcats, fake handoff, Anderson passing, incomplete. On the far side of the hash mark to Lane Loizo. Credit Landon Schmitz, deep in coverage. Fourth down and four now, and the Frankfort Wildcats are going to have to make a decision here. You're against one of the best scoring offenses in the league. You're on a fourth down and four. You know if you punt this away, you have a legitimate chance of being down 24-0. And really, I feel like the decision for head coach Nick Anderson of the Wildcats couldn't really be easier here. He's going to try to go for it. He will. Fourth down and four on their own 32-yard line, the biggest fourth down conversion we may see here today, one that could dictate the rest of this game. Trips out to the left. Wes Anderson emptying the backfield. Four down linemen. Air looking deep. Anderson, he's going to step up to run. He's got over the first down, and that's some. Wes Anderson on his feet to the 37-yard line. It was a pickup of 10 yards to move the sticks for the first. Pray for Wildcats. They just picked up their first down of the game with that one. That was their fourth play of the drive to pick up the first down. The Frankfort Wildcats moving 18 yards down the field here on this drive. Frankfort Wildcats pitch off and fumble on the ground. It's going to be picked up quickly by the Wildcats. And that was credit there to Henry Ketter. Nice job, quick on the hands. And that fumble just gave a couple extra yards to the Frankfort Wildcats. The pitch was just a little off there. Again, it is cold. I can't imagine it's going to be very easy to catch the ball in the backfield when it gets spun at you like the way it does in the pitch option. 2-8 left to go in the first quarter. Second down and five on the actual Eagles 31-yard line. The first time the Wildcats have been in Eagles territory. 2 minutes to go in the first now. Twins out to the left. Carter Olson, he's on the right side of the line. Lane Loizzo, he's in the backfield on the motion. Wes Anderson, he's going to keep it for 2 yards. 1:47 to go now. Clock ticking. Third down and three now after the 2 yard carry. Ball now on the 29-yard line in Eagles territory. Six plays ran on the second possession of the game for the Frankfort Wildcats. Again, on that first possession, there was a three-and-out punt. Wildcats have already encountered a fourth and four on this drive on their first set of downs. They were managed to convert. 10-yard carry for Wes Anderson. Anderson's an encounter in motion. He's got a keeper here. Anderson's going to keep it with his legs, and he's going to pick up another crucial first down past the 25 on the 24. That might get his knee down a little early, and they're going to say where he dove with the ball. So a big-time carry there for 3 yards to pick up the first down. Frankfort now on the Eagles' 24-yard line, 4 yards away from the red zone, 24 yards away from the end zone. 56 seconds left to go in the first quarter. Again, the last time these two teams played, Frankfort was down 38-8 at the end of the first quarter, 68-30 by the end of the first half. They're playing this one smart. Just got to get the offense going. Ketter, cut to the near side. A big boom and a big hit from the Eagles. That was White, Detweiler. That's it. Ketter down real quick. A 4 yard pickup after the passing catch of the near side hitch route. Just at the numbers. 25 seconds to go here, and Frankfort is in zero hurry to get up to the line and run a play here. And, of course, why would you be? Being only down 16-0, exiting the first quarter with the chance to score at the start of the second, Frankfort, they want to play the long game. They want to take these Eagles all four quarters. Frankfort will come up quickly to the line, maybe to try to draw the Eagles offside. And that will be the end of the first quarter here. Ball still on the 20-yard line, a second down and five for the Frankfort Wildcats, but they're in a good spot to try to score. They're down 16-0. That's the end of the first. We'll be back in just 1 minute here for the start of the second quarter on 92.1 KMZA. Again, the Eagles lead 16-0.
If you find yourself wondering, but do I really need life insurance? The short answer is yes, but actually, it's no. You don't need it. Your family needs it. The answer may be a bit more personal and includes things like car payments, student loan debt, mortgage protection, or even a farm operating note. No matter where you are in life or what your expenses may be that could be left behind, having life insurance in place to protect your family is a smart move.
Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. See Kirk Peterson, your local Farm Bureau agent in Seneca.
The guarantees expressed in this matter are based on the claims paying ability of Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company.
Helmer's Repair in Centralia is your bumper-to-bumper auto parts dealer. Find great buys on several things you need, like K-Tool hand tools and equipment, Schumacher manual battery chargers, and genuine Timken bearings and seals. They also have Gates belts and hoses. Hydraulic hoses can be custom built for ag and industrial use. Don't forget to pick up your Wix and Pro-Tec filters from Elmer's Repair in Centralia, your bumper-to-bumper auto parts dealer.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back to the MSC Sports Radio Network, where the Frankfort Wildcats are currently on the longest drive out of the four possessions shared by both teams so far tonight. They're down 16-0. Start of the second quarter. They're at second down and five. Ball in the Eagles territory. Their own 20 in the red zone already. Wide left, wide right here. Wes Anderson down the field, completing a first down pass and catch. Carter Olson. And that was a dot just to the first down marker. Incredible. That'll be enough for the first down, a 5-yard pass completion. They're going to say a 6-yard pass completion, so it'll be a first and 10 from the 14-yard line in Eagles territory. Frankfort moving the ball here on this possession. They started on their own 25-yard line. Moving down the field here swiftly and quickly. Again, they have taken nearly 5 minutes. Actually, they have now taken 5 minutes here off the clock almost. That's Anderson. In shotgun, stepping back, twins left, twins right. He's pressuring the backfield, escapes it, takes a double jump, and just throws it. I think that should be intentional grounding. We'll see what they consider. The last intentional grounding that was thrown got picked up, and well, they don't throw this one either. So, interesting decision not to. They have been very loose with the quarterback, just tossing the ball up in the air when being brought down. And I don't think there was any receivers in the area when Schmedley threw it. And I definitely just know that there was no receivers in the area when Wes Anderson just threw it. But you call it one way, you got to call it the other. I think that's the fair way to see it. Second down and 10 now after the incompletion. Ball on the 14-yard line in Eagles territory. Wes Anderson in shotgun. Twins out to the left side. Carter Olson, he's the end. He's off to the right. Sending a man in motion. Porter Colvin in the game now. Wes Anderson, he's pressured once again and throws this one out of bounds. This time he's outside of the pocket. And that's now a third down and 10. Lucas Talbot, who pressured the incompletion. Credit to him. Talbot, he's come in pretty hard here. He's just a junior, but he's been getting some more reps here. He's got 20 tackles on the season. Just a junior, but he's got a lot more work in here. As the coming weeks, again, Axel Eagles, they lost a great player in Colin Shaughnessy. I was told 3 days after the end of the regular season. Just an unfortunate loss. I was told he will be back for the basketball season. Axel Eagles, let me tell you, they are going to have an incredible year in basketball as well, but they're trying to cap off an incredible year of football. But right now, they're up 16-0 against Frankfort Wildcats. Frankfort third down and 10 in Eagles territory on their own 14. Wes Anderson, pressure to the pocket, rolls out to his right side, pump fake, throws it out of bounds. And right there, Anderson thinks to himself, let's just survive till another down. You know, I know this is bad throwing it away on third and 10, but let's get to this fourth and 10. And then let's see if I have a better read in the end zone. I'm sure if he's in that same situation, he doesn't throw it out of bounds. He'll just probably throw it up in the air and see if he can come down with it. A fourth down and 10. This is the second time this drive the Frankfort Wildcats have seen a fourth down. They converted the first one. I believe it was a fourth down and 3. And now they're going to try to convert a fourth and 10. 11:35 to go. Down by 16. Dropping back, Anderson into the end zone, laying the Wiseau! Touchdown, Frankfort Wildcats! Laying the Wiseau, 14 yards, burning Lehman Schmitz into the back of the end zone. What an incredible fourth down play And what an incredible drive by the Wildcats, converting two fourth downs to get into the end zone. What a drive put together from the Wildcats. The last drive of the three and out. This drive was a 65-yard drive all the way down the field to go and make the game possibly within eight. Down by 14, though. Excuse me, down just by 10. And stopped in the backfield is Wes Anderson. Tackled by Rylan Bussing. And now it is a 10-point game, 16-6, so still down by two possessions is the Frankfort Wildcats. But Ashley Eagles, they get the ball right back on here. We'll be back in 30 seconds here on 2.1 KMTA.
Jerry Nolte, your local hometown insurance agent with Farmers Union Insurance, knows how to help you. Call today and learn about all the different insurance options you have, including auto, home, renters, farm, life, and commercial insurance. Jerry is a lifelong resident of the area, so he is sure to set you up with just the right coverage. Give him a call today for a quote, 785-336-2040. That's Jerry Nolte, your local hometown insurance agent with Farmers Union Insurance, 785-336-2040.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back to the MSC Sports Radio Network, locked into KMZA, where it was the Frankfort Wildcats who just had a 55-yard drive down the field in just a little bit over 5 minutes to score a touchdown, but unfortunately not make the two-point conversion to make it a 16-10 game. The touchdown was a 14-yard pass on a fourth down and 10 from Wes Anderson to Lane Melizo. None other than the combo who had the comeback scoring touchdown that beat Burlingame last week, 46-38. But the Eagles still by 10. 11:31 left to go here. But Frankfort, they did some duty right there for themselves as they took off 5 minutes off the clock. Again, they're trying to play the long game here against the Eagles. The Eagles are still 35 points away from being able to end this one at half. And I think Frankfort Wildcats, they know that information. Frankfort, they try the onside kick. And unfortunately, that goes out of bounds. I know some people that are tuning in do not like the Wardens onside kick, but right there, the Frankfort Wildcats, they try to take it, and it goes out of bounds. 11:31 left to go, 16-6, up by 10 here. Axel Eagles, and the Axel Eagles will accept the penalty, and they will start on their own 35-yard line. So giving the Eagles a great field position on their third possession of the game. Landon does not get it. It's Mesley, and he's got enough for the first down. That's a 12-yard pickup there on a first down and 10. It was a pump fake to Landon in the backfield. Wes Anderson, he made the tackle on the first play of the drive. Yeah, we talk about the last two possessions for the Axel Eagles, the touchdown, well, the back-to-back touchdown scores. They've drove all over from all sides of the field. They've scored on their own 28, on their own 34, and now they're trying to score from their own 35. Mesley dropping back to pass. He's got a trips off to his right side down the field. He's still surveying. Mesley sends this one deep. He's got open receiver. Tipped and caught. Brockerman. And Detweiler, he gets up. He's like, darn it, I dropped the ball. He turns around. He's like, oh, hey, we caught it still. All he was doing was he was setting up the alley-oop pass to Brockerman. That's all he was doing. That's called team effort. He's like, hey, man, let's get an extra 5 yards here on this pass. I'll flip it behind me. And Brockerman, he's got the two longest pass catches here from Brandon Mesley. I think he actually only has the only two receptions. He does from Brandon Mesley. Ball in Frankfort territory on their own 11. First down in 10. Twins left. Detweiler out to the right side. Screen pass. That's Schmitz. That's the first time he's caught the ball this game. He's got a catch for, I think they're going to give him 7 yards on it, and they will. Second and goal. Excuse me. It's going to be still a second and downs, but I'm sure Frankfurt's for Axel's more looking to the end zone. It's a second down and 3 from the 4-yard line. Again, if you get the first down, most likely you're going to fall just a little yard away from the end zone. Axel Eagles up 16-6, 10-13 left to go. Detweiler, as well as Broxman out to the Twins' right. Schmitz, he's taking a flat route, but while everyone's going off to the right, going out to the left especially, and he's in for an easy score. And that was a great play design right there. They had a trips out to the right. They sent a flat route with Schmitz, and they just that's going to come back. So excuse my little breakdown analysis. They're going to say, nope, we're going to take this one back 10 yards. Second down and 13. And Axel, they have already picked up 2 big-time holding calls deep into Frankfurt territory. Once on the previous drive, once here on this. Second down and 13 now, and a situation like this, again, the Eagles, they got the advantage. Might be thinking quarterback pitch option again, maybe to the right side here. They're sending Schmitz in the motion, and that's exactly where the pitch is going to go. And they get it, and it's a fumble! Oh, my gosh, that could have been the first time this season. That's the first time I think the offense has fumbled. First time, but they did not turn it over, and that was almost dangerous. That could have been taken the other way to the house. Credit to Wyatt Detweiler on corralling it as quick as he can. And now where Axel, they were on a second in goal, they were on a second, sorry, second down and 3. They're now on a third down and 16 on the Frankfurt 17. Trips out to the right. Busley in the backfield, looking deep. Broxman's got a, he's on a 1-on-2 right now in the end zone, and Spesley just throws it up in the air! Intercepted! The Frankfurt Wildcats on the first team to turn over Brandon Spesley on the season! Oh my gosh! Peyton Adams off the bench! Holy cow! Peyton Adams has not had an interception all season long! And here he comes up huge with the first player to pick off Brandon Schmesley. What an incredible moment for the Frankfurt Wildcats. That is absolutely nuts. Bananas. I don't know any other way I can say it. I'm cold, guys. Man, that is crazy. This is a team that has only had 2 interceptions all season long, the first time from their starting quarterback, but the actual Eagles come out in response with a tackle of loss for 5 yards in the backfield. And as the saying goes, don't poke the bear. I think you just poked a very large Axel Eagle making that interception. The Eagles do not take that very likely as the first play Frankfurt tries to run becomes a tackle for loss 5 yards back. Frankfurt, they start on their own 15-yard line. Now they're now back on their own 10. The interception was in the end zone. Again, credit to Peyton Adams. First interception of his year. Wes Anderson, pump faking, looking deep still. He finds the completion out to Porter Colvin, and Colvin short of the first by 2 yards. The completion of 13 yards. I think Frankfurt, if I had to give any keys right now to Frankfurt, and I talked about it at the end of this game. You gotta force a turnover against Axel. You gotta give them one of their first really big turnovers on the year. And they just did. Frankfurt has a chance here to go into the second half. If they can get a long drive here, they have a chance they could maybe only be down 16-14. I mean, that could be a huge point. Again, that's skeptic, but Wildcats, again, this would be a big upset if they can pull this off. The Axel Eagles, they want to go to state and complete a 4-peat. Carter Olson, completion, and he's tackled at the line of scrimmage. Fourth down and 3. Wyatt Detweiler makes the tackle, so now it's a 4th down and 3. The 3rd down 3 was not converted. And now Frankfurt, you know, it's not a gimme to get the ball from Axel. It really isn't. It's not like, well, we could go and go back and play defense and get the ball back from Axel. That's not a game of chess you can play. You got to be out here and you got to get to the decision to go, hey, we're not going to, you know, it is a difficult task to ask to go and turn Axel back-to-back times. It just hasn't happened. And responsibility here relies on the coach on what this play call is. You're on your own 23-yard line. If you give Axel Eagles the ball on your own 23, you're almost handing them a score. But we'll see. The Frankfurt Wildcats, they're going to call timeout, and they're going to think things over, as this is a tough decision. I mean, even from a broadcasting standpoint, I couldn't make it myself. I believe Nick Anderson will choose to go for it, again, against this very tough Eagles team, lay down 16-6. Biggest game of Kansas right here at 8-man football. 7:20 left to go. We're back in 30. It's 16-6. The Eagles lead.
Looking for a new career opportunity? Look no further. Cook Cabinets is hiring. They offer competitive wages and a great work environment. Come join their team and help create beautiful cabinets for their customers. Cook Cabinets looking for hardworking individuals that are eager to learn and grow. Don't miss out on this great opportunity. Apply today at cookandco.com. That's K-O-C-H-A-N-D-C-O.com. Cook & Company is an equal opportunity employer.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back to the MSC Sports Radio Network. Fourth down and three. And the Axel Eagles, again, they just had one of their first major crucial turnovers on this season. It was by their starting quarterback, Musley. And now the Axel Eagles, again, they're not very happy that the Frankfurt Wildcats turned him over. And here, going on a fourth and three on their own 23-yard line. This is the Wildcats. Can they convert? Twins right, twins left. Anderson over the middle. Caught by Carter Olsen. What an incredible throw on a slant. Landon Schmitz on the tackle. As well as Detweiler. Fast to 30. And really, when you talk about things at the end of this game, once we get to that point, it's going to be the fourth down conversions for Frankfurt. And Nick Anderson has went for it every third down and has converted 3 of 3. When you come into a game like this against the Axel Eagles, you need three big things to happen. You need to convert every fourth down, you need to try to score every time you touch the ball, and you gotta at least force 1 to 2 turnovers. And right now, Frankfurt, they're hitting those keys and they just gotta keep going with it. The Axel Eagles, they're looking pretty solid right now, but they definitely need to keep a team like Frankfurt out of the end zone. Carry for Peyton. Lane Mawizo making the tackle was around the busing. Second down and 6 at the 4-yard carry. Ball down the 37-yard line. Frankfurt Wildcats, they started on their own 15-yard line. They went 5 yards back on the first play. Eagles had some good momentum. And then they allowed a big-time pass to 13 yards to Porter Colvin. They had a nice stop, and they allowed the 4th down and 3 to convert. Second down and 6, ball on the 37-yard line. 6:05 left to go. Wes Anderson, he hands this one out to Lane Lewizo. Lane Lewizo bouncing outside. Picks up the first down at the 35. And I got to be a little honest with you folks. I've been a little sick all week long. But when I asked the doctor what would make me feel better, he said, 8-man football, Axel Eagles, the Frankfurt Wildcats. Yeah, he did not tell me that. But if I was a doctor and I would have prescribed someone something, I would definitely say some 8-man action with these Eagles and Frankfurt Wildcats. Heck, I feel better already here. I'm sure these Frankfurt Wildcats, they're feeling better as well. The Axel Eagles may be only up 16-6, up by 10, but they can definitely feel it coming. Wes Anderson, pitch option, nearly a fumble. That's the third time tonight we've seen a fumble from the pitch option. Twice from Frankfurt, once from Axel. If, again, I talk about the pitch option. When you break it down, you are spinning a ball behind you to a guy you think is right there if you're not looking at him. If you are looking at him, you do see him. But again, you're spinning the football out to him at least 6 yards, and you're taking it. It's like 37 degrees right now, no wind. I mean, it's going to be a little hard to get that ball to stick in their hand. It's going to go down for a 1 yard loss off the fumble. Second 11, ball on the 35-yard line. Inside Eagles territory. Wes Anderson dropping back to pass. He finds a piece of Trent Arden for the first down. Cuts it outside. To the 10. To the 5. Knocked out of bounds. Trent Arden. What an incredible 30-yard pass and catch down the field. That's going to be a first and goal from the 5-yard line. And this is some exciting football. You know, coming in this game, the expectation is that, well, the Eagles want to get this one over by half. Well, this one's going to go to a guaranteed third quarter. It's 16-6, 5:30 to go. And when you talk about the start of this drive, this was a drive that I believe begun with 8 minutes, nearly 9 minutes up on the clock. And coming down, near the clock, 4 seconds up, 4 minutes. Wes Anderson trying to get to the end zone. He flips his side. Frankfurt Wildcats. He looks back at that two-point conversion and how big it is now, because you could be tied. But it's 16-12. And now you can see a different reaction from both sides of the field. This was a game, the Frankfurt Wildcats, we're down 16-0. But they did not take that adversity. Instead, they fought it. And now, just like that, they're scoring back-to-back drives. No team this year has scored. No team in the last 2 years has scored on back-to-back drives since Care Paravel in week one, I believe, back to last season. Wes Anderson, handout to Lane Malizo, and he is stopped. So, another key I wanted to bring up in the pregame was the two-point conversion. I brought it up to my dad when we were driving up to this game, is how big the two-point conversion is going to be for both teams. And right now, it's big. That's 4 points off the board for the Wildcats. They're down 16-12. We're back in 30. Stay tuned in. With 5:27 left to go in the first half. The Eagles are only up by 4, 16-12.
We know the scenario. Your Wi-Fi is being shared between two televisions, streaming Netflix, smart devices scattered throughout your home, multiple smartphones, and you have a Zoom meeting you're trying to connect to. Take the frustration out of your Wi-Fi with Blue Valley Technologies' worry-free Wi-Fi service. Our advanced router with a 24/7 support team can help your home network run smoothly. For more information, call 877-876-1228.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
16-12 is the score. Again, the Axel Eagles have allowed back-to-back touchdown drives. The first time since, I think, last season against Care Paravel, where Axel won 60-44. This is the most competitive Axel has played a team all year long. They're only up by 4, 16-12, 5:27 to go. And it is 37 degrees, but let me tell you, I feel like I'm in the Bahamas because I am blood pumping right now for some 8-man football. Wes Anderson, he's got the back-to-back touchdowns. What was it, passing to Lane Loizzo? That one was a 4-yard, 5-yard keeper. A 65-yard drive that was set up from an interception from Peyton Adams in the end zone from the Wildcats. Axel Eagles, fourth possession of the game, up and cutting, onside kick, and oh my gosh, it was nearly not recovered. If you want to talk about my voice getting blown out, that would have been the play. Ryland Bussing, a great special teams play right there, and that sets up the Eagles on their own 36, and if I'm the Axel Eagles, I'm preparing for an onside kick nearly every time the Frankfurt Wildcats have a chance. Also, Frankfurt, they get the ball to start the second half. That is the biggest thing right here. The Eagles need to score on this drive. Brockstrom in the backfield. That's going to be a holding call from the original line of scrimmage. That's going to bring the Axel Eagles to a second and 20. Oh, that's going to be an illegal shift. So the Eagles will just be on a first down and 15. Penalty will be accepted. On the season, the Axel Eagles have only been penalized 27 times in their 12 games so far. Not a team that gets often penalized. But right now, they're kind of getting bumps at the worst moments in this game with them. First down and 15. 5:19 left to go here in the first half. And again, all time, Nick Anderson is 3-7 when facing Eric Detweiler. This is two coaches that have seen each other plenty before and kind of know the ins and outs and the tricks of each other. Schmesley gets the pitch. Landon Schmitz outside near to the first down. They might just give it to him. And they do. That's a 15-yard pickup for Landon Schmitz. Well, I've talked about how the pitch option has become a crutch for both teams, and it has stayed that way. That time, Landon Schmitz gets his first option key, and he takes it for a first down on a first and 15. First and 10, now in Wildcats territory on their own 33, is the Eagles. 16-12, they're up by 4, 5 minutes remaining in the first half. Schmesley deep into the back of the end zone. That might just be picked off again. Oh, my gosh. Ty Smith almost recorded. That was almost his ninth interception of the season. Ty Smith, the last person I would put on a one-on-one against in deep coverage would be the leading interception receiver in Frankfurt history. He's got 14 in his career that broke a Frankfurt record this season. I believe he's got 6. He's got 8, excuse me, this season alone. And Brandon Schmesley runs for the first down. And I think actually Eagles might be taking a little adjustment here and saying, all right, we've seen what we've done in the air. Let's take it to the ground and let's pound. It is cold. We are mighty. And we dominate with the rock. So I think they're going to go back here to the running game. A big 10-yard rush for Brandon Schmesley. 4:38 left to go here. And it looks like we're going to get another timeout here. Well, I'm not sure if it's a team timeout. It looks like it's an official timeout, so it won't be very long. And it looks like there is no issue, so cancel the timeout. The whistle's blown, and now we continue to play here. First and 10 for the Eagles. Ball on the 19-yard line in Frankfurt Wildcat territory. First and 10, 4:28 to go in the first half. Up by 4, 16-12. Schmesley, he's got a keeper here. He's got a hole, and he's tackled out and wrapped down from behind. Taken down by Wes Anderson. And Lane Loizo, also credited with the assisted tackle on the season. Frankfurt has over 520 team tackles. They've allowed only an average of 190 yards per game. Second down and 3. Ball on the 14-yard line in Frankfurt territory. Schmesley, keeper, bouncing outside. And Lane Loizo wraps him at the 5. The 9-yard pickup for Brandon Schmesley. 3:42 to go in the second quarter. A possibility to extend it. Again, the Frankfurt Wildcats have scored on back-to-back drives. The Eagles started this game on back-to-back scoring drives before having the interception into the end zone by Peyton Adams. Schmesley, 3 to the right now. He's going to look to run, and he's going to just pop himself into the end zone for an Axel Eagles touchdown. Running over Lane Loizo on his way inside. And you can already hear the Eagle screech. I think he's out to go. 22-12. Up by 10 again. And Frankfurt, it's punishable right now that they have not scored a two-point conversion, as now they are back down by 2 possessions. Chance to extend it to a 12-point game. Hand off in the jet sweep to Landon Schmitz, and he's into the end zone. The Eagles have converted 3 two-point conversions, which kind of amounts in a way to 4 touchdown scores. And Frankfurt, They have not converted a single two-point conversion despite scoring two touchdowns, so they're down by 12, 24-12. We're back in 30 here on KMZN 2.1. Don't go nowhere. We got a tight game. The Eagles are up 24-12, 3:14 to go in the first half.
Local family-owned and operated since 1926, Wanklin Oil in Frankfort is the hometown company that you can trust for your home and business needs for clean, reliable, and affordable propane and fuel services. You can count on Wanklin for same-day delivery service and competitive pricing. Wanklin Oil can deliver to the field for farmers, saving time and money, and they can service all of your propane, fuel, DEF, and oil needs. To learn more about their services, call Wanklin Oil in Frankfort today at 785-292-4710 or toll-free 1-800-794-2019.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back to the MSC Sports Radio Network. We're completing a 44-yard drive down the field, turning on 36-yard line was the actual Eagles, converting the two-point conversion to go up 24-12. Again, Frankfurt, they scored on back-to-back touchdown drives. They had Axel have an interception, but here now they will try to respond as they're down by 12 points, two possessions, 3:12 left to go. And now, going to get wrapped down. There's Lane Loizzo. And Frankfurt, and you go back, yes, has the coaching been absolutely great today? Has the play been great? Has the defense been great? Everything has been going great for the Wildcats, except for, well, what you do after the touchdown. That's convert the two-point conversion. And when you are 0-for-2 on the two-point conversion, well, that deficits you 4 points off the board. And what could be an 8-point game is now a 12-point game. So when you can only be down by one possession and a chance to tie before half, well, now you're guaranteed to be down. However, the Wildcats do get it one more. The Wildcats have it here, and they get the ball to start the second half. Carter Olson receives it, and he is tackled back to the line of scrimmage. 5:58 left to go. Second down and 10. Wyatt Dettler on the tackle. There is no gain on the play. Frankfurt on their own 17-yard line right now. This is where they started the drive. At around 3:15 on the clock. Here coming up to their second play of the drive. Wide out to the right, wide to the left, and end to the left. And one in the backfield to help block. Pass out to the outside to Lane Loizzo, and he drops it. That's the first time we've seen a drop this game. And one that's rare for Lane Loizzo. Now, Lane Loizzo is a player I talked about who has also had a career, an impressive career, as he's a senior, but he has had over 5,292 total yards in his career, and has had over 280 tackles. He has been amazing. He's also got 82 touchdowns combined on everything he's done. Third down and 10 after the incompletion. Back-to-back, no gain. The Wildcats, third and 10, ball around 17, 2:24 left to go. Anderson, pump faking, releases it, down the field, pulls it wide, and he has the catch! What an incredible separative route! It was just a streak down the field. Wyatt Detweiler, and I don't know if there's any better word for this other than a dime. That is just sprinkling dimes right there for Wes Anderson. I mean, he's down there representing number 12 the right way, as that one was just floated right over the defensive player. And Carter Olskin, he could have asked in a better place than into his breadbasket. So from the 17-yard line, Frankfurt already on Axel's 38 on a crucial third down 10 conversion. It's been limiting the big plays that have been a factor here for the Eagles. Quarterback keeper, Wes Anderson, dragged down after a 3-yard carry. Rylan Mussing on the tackle. Now 2 minutes and 5 seconds to go, the first half. It's still 24-12, second and 10. Ball now on the 25-yard line in Eagles territory. Frankfurt, they're down by 12, but they have the possession. Four plays into this drive. Making work down the field. They have went down 40 yards nearly down the field now. They can work. On the Axel Eagles 24-yard line, second down and six, 1:30 to go, trying to waste as much clock as possible. Again, the Wildcat school gets the ball to start the second half. Anderson rolling out to his right side. Down the field he looks. Instead he takes a short to Olsen. Olsen has got a block for the first down, and he's going to get to the left side, and he's going all the way to the end zone, stop at the 2-yard line. Reversing all the way to right to left is Olsen. Credit blocks to Trent Harden. Trent Harden took two guys out of that picture. He came in out of nowhere, and he just threw an amazing block in the middle of the field. Lane Mawaizo threw a block as well, and that almost helped Olsen score a 24-yard receiving touchdown. That's now a first down and goal from the 5-yard line. Five plays ran on this drive. Working all the way down the field here. On the 5-yard line, this drive started on their own 17. They've driven off 2 minutes off the clock. It's the Wildcats. Down 24-12. Loizo in motion. Wes Anderson, keeper. And, oh, man, that was a – if he could have seen Loizo behind him, that would have been a perfect pitch option out to the outside. Carter Olsen had the quarterback sealed at the exterior. If he would have pitched it, there was no way that wouldn't have been a score. But the Eagles, they'll call a timeout here because they know Frankfurt, their goal, score here, make it at least 24-18, and then the Frankfurt Wildcats get the ball to start the second half. So we'll see how this one shakes up. We're back in 30 here on KMZ 92.1. It's 24-12. The Eagles lead with 58 seconds to go in the second quarter.
Do you wonder which cattle mineral to use each year? With so many on the market, it can be daunting to choose the perfect mineral that checks all the boxes for your herd's unique needs. At Countryside Feed, they're here to help simplify that process. Their nutrition professionals are happy to work with producers to create a mineral program custom to their herd. Visit their website, countrysidefeed.com, to learn more about their products, their team, and their current mineral promotions. Countryside Feed.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back to the MSC Sports Radio Network. Driving just over 50 yards down the field, five plays, taking 2 minutes and 17 seconds off the clock is the Frankfurt Wildcats here. And the Eagles, they called another timeout because they know what the Wildcats are trying to do. Score before half and score once they get the ball to start half. Wes Anderson, handoff to Loizo. Loizo is at the line of scrimmage, and he won't get into the end zone. And we might just see another timeout by Axel, and we do. So with that timeout, we'll take another timeout. As we got, let me tell you, a lot of sports boosters that we thank here today, all of our sponsors helping us out with this one. Again, a shout to all of them. Of course, also our game broadcast sponsors. We'll have the halftime show coming up here, brought to you by Highland College, close to home, part of the online at highlandcc.edu. We're back at 30 here on 92.1 KMZA, the Eagles lead 24-12.
Are you looking to build a garage, farm shop, or building to get your equipment out of the weather? Contact B&D Buildings in Axtell for competitive pricing and proven workmanship. They build post-frame or stud-frame buildings and can include your concrete work as well. To see some great pictures of their buildings, go to Facebook at B&D Buildings, or you can call Brad at 785-294-0147. That's B&D Buildings in Axtell, your local source for quality construction of your post and stud-frame buildings.
Kansaland Radio.
Welcome back to the first half still, and I got an update. Centralia is up 14-3 against Rossville, 96.9. Koza, what an incredible game down there. Another TVL matchup. Handoff, Lane Mawaizo, see if he can get into the end zone. A fumble! Oh my god, it's a fumble at the 2-yard line! And the Axel Eagles will recover the football! Oh my gosh! What a play! Landon Schmidt! First and 10 Eagles! That might be the play of the game that swings everything for the Eagles. Again, Frankfurt, third and goal from the 2-yard line. All they gotta do is push it in. and make it a one-possession game before half. And what do the Eagles do? They get a turnover. One of the keys going into this game is Frankfurt cannot turn the ball over. What do the actual Eagles do? They come in there, and they get a turnover. A fumble, if you will. And now the actual Eagles have 45 seconds to get down the field and try to extend this lead. We'll have more scoring updates at halftime. Now there's a flag on the play. There's a sportsmanlike conduct against the Wildcats. Coach Nick Anderson is not happy. You can tell here that momentum in just a matter of one play has shifted tides from one side of the field to the other. The actual Eagles were up 12 points, and the crowd was silent. After that fumble, the Eagles, well, they're getting loud here now. They're up 24-12, 45 left to go, and with that sportsmanlike penalty, that's 15 yards, and now it's a first and goal on the 18-yard line. So starting from their own three, now blessed with a nice little gift to go up 15 yards. Besley, he's going to have the keeper here, and he's going to be wrapped up. Yeah, did he get rid of that ball? No, he didn't. He just bounced outside. I thought he pitched it last second. Now the Eagles will use their last timeout here. 36 seconds left to go. And if you're the Frankfurt Wildcats, all you can do is just hold Axel out of the end zone before the half here, and you're going to have to get another turnover. Yeah, I mean, you can't play a game of outscoring now. Now you got to play a game of, well, we're going to have to turn the ball, make Axel turn the ball over at some point in the second half. So we'll see. 24-12, we're back in 30 here on games. Yeah, 92.1, 36 to go, left the first half.
The State Bank of Bern, Axtell Branch, is your hometown full-service bank. When you invest locally with the Axtell Branch, you do business with people you know. Your money stays in the community, and your funds are easily accessible. Ask their friendly staff about the variety of banking services provided. State Bank of Bern, Axtell Branch, an independently operated facility serving the local community since 1890, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back to the MSC Sports Radio Network. We got some great games across the board. Centralia 14-3 against Rossville. Meanwhile, Central, I think, is up 7-0 against Council Grove, I just saw. And right now, Axel Eagles up 24-12. We're going to have a great week next week. And again, if Centralia wins, I think from what I was hearing, I'm going to get both calls. So we're going to have a fun week next week, folks, let me tell you. Whether Frankfurt wins or Axel wins here, big week of TVL on 92.1 KMCA. And here, a near interception for Ty Smith down the field. And it almost got caught by Ryland Bussing. Ty Smith has almost had two interceptions last game. And if he would have made that interception, well, there is open space down Broadway. He could have possibly returned that one. I'm not saying for a touchdown, but he could have returned it with maybe 15 seconds and two timeouts on the board for Frankfurt in pretty darn good territory. So, Eagles kind of getting away with an interception that could have been right there. 24-12. Again, both teams have turned the ball over. Both teams have equal turnover differential. The Axel Eagles have thrown an interception. The Frankfurt Wildcats fumble. Third down and 7. Ball on their own 21-yard line is the Axel Eagles. Trips out to the right side. No timeout. 29 seconds to go. Up 24-12. Buzzley looking deep. He's going to go short now. Roxerman, and he's going to be kept. See if they say inbounds, but I believe he was wrapped out of bounds. And that will pick up a fourth down. That was a yard short of the first. I could have sworn he picked it up, but they're going to give him a fourth down. So now the Axel Eagles are going to have a decision. Do you go for a fourth and one on your own 22-yard line, 26-yard line with 22 seconds, or do you punt it away? Now, this is going to be an interesting decision here. If this would be the first time Axel would have punted since last season, week one. But, again, we'll see here. Is it improbable that Axel can go down and score this drive? No, it is not. They still have 22 seconds on the board. But you don't want to give any hope for Frankfurt to get a score. Or you might just come out and see if you can get them offside. We'll see what the decision here. It could be anything. Fourth down and one. And the decision will be to take a timeout. No, there's a flag. It's going to be a delay of game. This is interesting. This is the first time since 2023 in week one against Care Paravel where the Axel Eagles just might punt the football. Brandon Schmesley is the punter. This is the first time I have seen, I mean, this is like seeing Santa on Christmas Day. I am witnessing an actual punt. And this is a beauty! Wow! And Frankfurt, well, they didn't have a single person down the field. And the play will die at 7 seconds. So, Frankfurt, they thought in the back of their mind, there's no way Axel, who hasn't punted for 2 years, is going to punt right here, right now. They did. And that ticked off a good 15 seconds off the clock. That gives Frankfurt guaranteed no time here to get down the field. I guess unless you wanted to try to take a shot and maybe get something to happen. But when you bring back everything that's happened here, this has been one hectic first half. Both teams have earned 5 possessions each. And right now, Wes Anderson takes the knee. Wildcats understand the situation they're in. They get the ball to start the second half, and they'll be down 2 possessions, a chance to make it a 1-possession game with the next time Axel maybe gets the football. 24-12, but stay tuned for our halftime show brought to you by Highland Community College. Close to home, far from that, online at highlandcc.edu. We're back in 3 minutes here, 92.1 KMZA.
Hoppin', let's go to Honeyman Ford in Seneca.
To provide service after the sale at Honeyman Ford in Seneca, they've expanded more service bays, more factory-authorized Ford parts, and more Ford factory-trained and certified technicians are ready to help you with your maintenance and repair. Let Honeyman Ford in Seneca be the place you buy your next vehicle, and you too can enjoy the results of their expanded services.
Have you driven a Honeyman Ford lately?
Blue Valley Trailers is the premier trailer dealer in Northeast Kansas with a location in Waterville serving all the Midwest. Stocking trailers from manufacturers like Titan, Sharp, Wilson, H&H, Travelong, and more. Located just a mile from the Titan Trailer Manufacturing Plant in Waterville, Blue Valley Trailers offers some of the best prices in the area. They also carry Titan West cattle equipment and provide Sherco tarp repair or replacement. Don't wait any longer. Visit BlueValleyTrailers.com or call 785-363-2224 today.
Tired of the paper chase? Simplify your life with Rainbow's eBill mobile app. View your bill, make payments, and check your Wi-Fi password, all from the palm of your hand. Download Rainbow eBill today from the App Store or Google Play Store and take control of your account like never before. Rainbow Communications, your connection to a brighter future. Visit their website for more information or call Rainbow Communications to learn more about the eBill mobile app at 800-892-0163.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers a very affordable rate and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
If you find yourself wondering, but do I really need life insurance? The short answer is yes. But actually, it's no. You don't need it. Your family needs it. The answer may be a bit more personal and includes things like car payments, student loan debt, mortgage protection, or even a farm operating note. No matter where you are in life or what your expenses may be that could be left behind, having life insurance in place to protect your family is a smart move.
Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. See Kirk Peterson, your local Farm Bureau agent in Seneca.
The guarantees expressed in this ad are based on the claims paying ability of Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company.
Helmer's Repair in Centralia is your bumper-to-bumper auto parts dealer. Find great buys on several things you need, like K-Tool hand tools and equipment, Schumacher manual battery chargers, and genuine Timken bearings and seals. They also have Gates belts and hoses. Hydraulic hoses can be custom built for ag and industrial use. Don't forget to pick up your Wix and Pro-Tech filters from Elmer's Repair in Centralia, your bumper-to-bumper auto parts dealer.
Z92.1
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back to the MSC Sports Radio Network. We'll have some stats here in a bit, but let's talk about a little bit of recap so far in this game, the first half, a game that really no one really kind of anticipating at getting to this point. Again, a little recap last time these two teams played. Axel and Frankfurt, it was 68-30, week 8. That was just a couple weeks ago, right? Well, that was just 4 weeks ago. Now we're here, officially in week 12 in postseason play. It's sub-state round, and it's 24-12. Axel up just by 12 points, and this has been really a back-and-forth game. I know it's still a two-possession lead, 12-point lead for the Axel Eagles, but it's been close. Again, you're tuned into the halftime show brought to you by Highland Community College, close to home. Apart from that, online at highlandcc.edu. We got 11:20 to go before we start the second half, but stay tuned with me. We got a great post-game, or not post-game, a halftime show up and coming. It's going to be a post-game here and 8-man, but Frankfurt, they came here to play, and they came here to play hard. Again, they're only down 24-12. Let's recap this first half. So the Axel Eagles, they elected to receive. They score on their first drive of the game, going all the way down the field and getting that touchdown. Brandon Schmeisley credited with the score. Brandon Schmeisley, he has all three touchdowns on the ground for the Axel Eagles. A 7-yard run, a 2-yard run, a 5-yard run, converting the 2-point conversion on all those. Again, the first score lead was 8-0. Axel, they had back-to-back scores to go up 16-0. Frankfurt on their first drive is to a 3-and-out. Frankfurt, you know, when they're down 16-0, they didn't take that as adversity. They took it as a way to, you know, let's challenge it. Let's go ahead and let's attack. They start the possession on their own 25-yard line after the ball gets kicked out of bounds. And they went 55 yards down the field. They converted 2 of 2 fourth downs. One fourth down, which is a 4th-and-10 on the 14-yard line on a Wes Anderson pass into the end zone, the Lane Loizzo, on, I believe, the 6th play of the drive. To score that touchdown, and again, that was just an incredible play. And then Frankfurt did the most kind of bizarre thing, the most crazy thing, if you will, of that first half, is they got Axel turned the ball over. They had a pick in the end zone, it was by Peyton Adams, and that set up another Frankfurt touchdown score where they went 55 yards down the field where they started on their own 15-yard line to make it a 16-12 game. Now, here's the thing. Is that Axel, they went quickly back down the field, and they responded on a 44-yard drive with another Brandon Schmeisley rushing touchdown, and they went up 24-12. However, Frankfurt, on this drive, started on their own 17, and in 6 plays, went all the way back down the field. They were on, you know, they had Axel wasting timeouts, they had Axel slow on the line, they were really getting up there. They're 3rd-and-goal from the 3rd-yard line. All they needed to do was punch it in, and they fumbled. They fumbled on the 2-yard line. And this is a skeptic from what I was hearing. I think that this is just a chance, but from what I've heard is that Lane Loizzo was perhaps maybe actually in the end zone, or there was a chance that the play was should have been called dead, and that's what got the unsportsmanlike conduct call, I think, against the coach, Nick Anderson, just from what I was hearing. And that is why Axel, on the drive, when they got the fumble from Frankfurt, they started on on Axel's own 18-yard line instead of their own 3-yard line where they recovered the fumble. So again, Frankfurt, big moment in the game to cut it to, you know, if they don't get the 2-point conversion, it's because they're on pace where they haven't. That's another big thing. Frankfurt is 0-2 on the 2-point conversion. If Frankfurt would have converted both 2-point conversions up to this point, that drive would have been to tie the game and not make it with a one-possession game. But right now, it could be a one-possession game if they convert both those 2-point conversions. But again, 24-12 right now. Frankfurt, Axel on that last drive punted the ball. So Frankfurt had a really nice defense. They made Axel punt the ball the first time this season. They had their quarterback throw their first interception this season. Frankfurt, on their 5th-and-final drive, they just nailed it at that. So again, that was a crazy first half. We'll talk about some more of the stats here in a couple minutes. We're back in 2 minutes here. KZ 92.1 with, of course, some scoring updates from around the area as we got some big games also going on in our sister locations with I-6.9, COSA, as well as 103.9 KNZA. We're back in 2 minutes here. Again, it's 24-12. The Axel Eagles lead. We got 7:27 until we start the second half.
Jerry Nolte, your local hometown insurance agent with Farmers Union Insurance, knows how to help you. Call today and learn about all the different insurance options you have, including auto, home, renters, farm, life, and commercial insurance. Jerry is a lifelong resident of the area, so he is sure to set you up with just the right coverage. Give him a call today for a quote, 785-336-2040. That's Jerry Nolte, your local hometown insurance agent with Farmers Union Insurance, 785-336-2040.
Do you have any idea how much it costs you to have your money managed? Hidden fees can eat away at your savings. Our advisors provide clear insights into your investment costs. Take control of your financial future. Discover how much you've really been paying for your money to be invested. Visit BobSchwartzFinancial.com for a free analysis. Offices in Silver Lake and Victoria. Serving Kansans for over 45 years.
Registered investment advisor services offered through Cobbler Capital Management, Silver Lake, Kansas. Securities offered through OFG Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SPIC, Topeka, Kansas.
Local family owned and operated since 1926, Wanklin Oil in Frankfort is the hometown company that you can trust for your home and business needs for clean, reliable, and affordable propane and fuel services. You can count on Wanklin for same-day delivery service and competitive pricing. Wanklin Oil can deliver to the field for farmers, saving time and money, and they can service all of your propane, fuel, DES, and oil needs. To learn more about their services, call Wanklin Oil in Frankfort today at 785-292-4710 or toll-free 1-800-794-2019.
Southeast Nebraska resident Michael Peters just became a first-time customer at Holt House Auto House in Fairview.
I bought a 2018 Ford four-wheel drive at Holt House Auto. Very nice truck. One of the best places I ever traded and did business with. I like the way the people handled everything. Answered all questions and never once felt pressured into anything. Very helpful.
He's a great deal at Holt House Auto House.
Online at HoltHouseAutoHouse.com. How many Holt House vehicles have you seen today?
This is the Highland Community College Halftime Show on Kansaland Radio. Catch a break with Highland Community College. Transferable, affordable, and accessible. Log on to highlandcc.edu. From here, you can go anywhere.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back to the MSC Sports Radio Network here on 92.1 KMZA. Crittin Prophet off my right, Troy Prophet, who helped me bring in some stats here. So let's talk about some stats here while we're on the halftime show by Highland Community College, close to home, far from that, online at highlandcc.edu. Again, this is 24-12. We got 4:41 before we start the second half, but the Eagles have the lead. Brandon Schmusley in that first half, 4 of 9, 56 passing yards, 14 rushes for 90 yards rushing, and 3 touchdown runs so far. And Brockstrom, Eli Brockstrom, he's had a great time too. He's got 3 of those passes from Schmusley. He's got 3 catches for 49 yards, and he's got 3 rushing attempts for 31 rushing yards. Flipping the script over to some big yards from the Wildcats. Number 12, Wes Anderson, 10 of 16, 140 yards and a touchdown. He's got 8 rushes for 16 yards as well as a touchdown. And Schmusley, I should mention, he's got the only interception today as well in the passing stats. Carter Olson, number 33, he's been the big-time receiver for Anderson. He's got 93 yards receiving, but Lane Loizzo, he's got the solo and lone receiving touchdown for Wes Anderson. A big stat so far, unofficial stat numbers here, but Wildcats, 227 total yards of offense, 203 total yards of offense, the actual Eagles. So right now, dominating by 24 yards on the ground is the Wildcats. So we'll see how that plays into effect here into the second half. And again, that's because Frankfurt, on their scoring drives from their own 25, from their own 15, they moved the ball from their own 17-yard line. It was incredible. For the actual Eagles, they've been playing on short field position, but they have been great. Man, the Eagles have been nice. But let's talk about some scoring updates from around the area, the Holt House Auto House in Fairview, because when time to update your vehicle, how many Holt House vehicles have you seen today? Go online at HoltHouseAutoHouse.com for more information. Let's talk about some updates. Conway Springs is going to 1A as they beat Valley High 55-22. Central Plains just beat Clifton Clyde by 3 points. What an unfortunate loss for the Eagles. They lost 28-25. Clifton Clyde had a field goal attempt block as time expired. What an unfortunate one with that. Right now here, kind of going over some scores around the area on our sister station games. Nemaha Central up at half, 7-0 against Council Grove. Centralia, the big time game, they're up 14-3 against the Rascal Bulldogs. I guess the Bulldogs, just a little under-messing that single-wing offense. Again, that is just something that is hard to prepare for, and their running game is insane. Centralia, they ran for 450 yards last week, and again, that's just some of the big games around the area. Centralia, Rossville, that's on 96.9. Coza, and then for Nemaha Central, that's on 103.9 at KNZ. And I know a lot of people probably around this area can't get the 96.9 game if you're tuned into radio, but fortunately enough, there's a couple other things like the internet that you can go to. On the MSCSports.net website, you can go there. You can listen live. If you just click listen live, you can listen to any station game, as well as you can download the MSC radio app anytime, anywhere. You can download it today, and you can listen to any station at any time. Again, you could be all the way in Australia, and you can listen to me yell about Axel and Frankfurt. If you want to do that, I'm sure you probably couldn't get there in time to hear the end of this game, but I'm sure you'll probably be a little warmer there than it is here. It is a cold one. It is below 37 degrees, but blood's going to get pumping soon here. We're back in 30 seconds as the Eagles will be taking on the Wildcats in the second half. Wildcats to receive. They're down 24-12. We're back in 30 here, 92.1 KMZA.
Looking for a new career opportunity? Look no further. Cook Cabinets is hiring. They offer competitive wages and a great work environment. Come join their team and help create beautiful cabinets for their customers. Cook Cabinets looking for hardworking individuals that are eager to learn and grow. Don't miss out on this great opportunity. Apply today at cookandco.com. That's KOCHANDCO.com. Cook & Company is an equal opportunity employer.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
We're back here one final time in our halftime show. Again, it's 24-12. Just some keys before the second half, and we'll take a couple-minute break, and we'll be back for the second half. So, again, when you talk about that first half, it comes down to the turnover differential in the battle. Both teams turning it over once. The Axel Eagles had an interception. Frankfurt may have had a fumble on the three-yard line. This could easily be a 24-18 game or maybe even a 24-20 game. But, you know, wide scheme of things right now, Frankfurt, they should feel pretty good about themselves. There are three times in that first half they could have picked off Schmesley. They did that one time, but Ty Smith dropped two interceptions, two separate drives. That is crucial. Those are two interceptions that could have easily went to Frankfurt again. It was right in his hands. He just dropped it. So at a point like this for Keys, I'm saying the Axel Eagles seem to kind of stick with what's the bread and butter right now today. They are exceeding in the run game. They're doing great in the run game. They have only picked up positive yards. They have only fumbled once, but they've recovered their own fumble. They are just, that is the what is working for them right now. Now, the Frankfurt Wildcats, it's the opposite. It's the passing game that's working for them. And that's kind of what it comes down to. When something's working, stick with it. Frankfurt is able to pass right now in the cold, and right now the Axel Eagles is able to run. So when it comes down to the keys of the game, don't go against the grindstone. Go with it. Go with what's working, and don't fight it. So we'll see what both teams try to do to adjust here in the second half and see what is the adjustment. The team's going to try to go all ground, all air. Are we going to see turnovers, or are we going to see some scores? Well, we'll see here, starting in the third quarter, just a couple of minutes. I'm Crittenden Prophet, Ray back in studio, Troy Prophet off to my right. We're back in a minute and 30. It's 24-12, the Axel Eagles lead, but the Wildcats get to start the second half.
We know the scenario. Your Wi-Fi is being shared between two televisions, streaming Netflix, smart devices scattered throughout your home, multiple smartphones, and you have a Zoom meeting you're trying to connect to. Take the frustration out of your Wi-Fi with Blue Valley Technologies' worry-free Wi-Fi service. Our advanced router with a 24/7 support team can help your home network run smoothly. For more information, call 877-876-1228.
Do you wonder which cattle mineral to use each year? With so many on the market, it can be daunting to choose the perfect mineral that checks all the boxes for your herd's unique needs. At Countryside Feed, they're here to help simplify that process. Their nutrition professionals are happy to work with producers to create a mineral program custom to their herd. Visit their website, countrysidefeed.com, to learn more about their products, their team, and their current mineral promotions. Countryside Feed.
build that machine shed, shop, or garage you've always wanted with the help of B&D Buildings in Axtell. They specialize in the construction of either post-framed or stud-framed buildings, and you can depend on their experience and workmanship to get your building completed. B&D Buildings are a family of owned companies in Axtell, striving for 100% customer satisfaction every time. See pictures of their many completed buildings on their Facebook page at B&D Buildings or call Brad at 785-294-0147 for a free estimate. That's 785-294-0147.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Well, I'm ready for second half football to begin. It is 24-12. It is 36 degrees here, no wind. It is a pitch black sky, and now we start the second half. 24-12, the Eagles lead the Wildcats. They get the possession to start here. The Eagles, they score their opening drive of the game. Pray for Wildcats. They were 3-and-outed on their first drive. We'll see how they get things started on their sixth possession. Up and coming. Here to kick for the Eagles, Landon Schmidt. And Landon Lizo back to receive for the Frankfurt Wildcats. Now we are getting ready to begin the second half. The kick is up. Lane Loizo back to receive, and this time we might actually see a legitimate return. One that's only brought up to about the 21-yard line, and that's where the Frankfurt Wildcats will start here, up to their own 21-yard line. They're going to say 22 is where they'll officially mark them with 11:57 on the board. And last time these two teams played, Frankfurt was down 68-30 coming out of the half. They actually had the ball coming out of the half. They had a 6 to 7 minute drive. Didn't do anything with it. Axel got the ball. They scored at the end of the game. This is a different situation. Frankfurt could legitimately take Axel into the fourth quarter where they got to play quality football. Here a low throw to Olsen. That is between his legs. And that's an incompletion. But again, I briefly talked about keys. Frankfurt, they succeeded with the pass in the first half. They need to stay with it. That's what they're working with. I think that's kind of what you stick with. It's what you're best at. And season, 2,500 yards over. Only 1,300 yards on the ground. And the Eagles, well, it's the opposite for them. They're kind of like one-thirds pass. Whereas Frankfurt, they're one-thirds run. Passing the ball here, Frankfurt looking down the field. Wes Anderson, he's got a deep shot to Lane Loizo. Oh, and Lane Loizo just couldn't get to it. It was thrown just 4 yards over the head of Lane Loizo. Rylan Bussing in coverage. And right there just highlights what you need to do as Frankfurt. Your receivers are getting open down the field. It is one-on-one coverage. Just keep it going. And has already picked up the biggest plays today is the one-on-one. Here in 8-man Division 2. Frankfurt, slow to get a play call in here. I don't have a play clock, but I assume it's very low because the team has hustled up to the line. Empty back set, trips left, wide right. 3 down linemen, 4 to rush. They have to throw it quickly. Wes Anderson is pressured in the pocket. Newland throws the interception. Logan Sandman forced the incompletion, and right there, Frankfurt really didn't favor themselves in the pocket. As Axel saw that there was only 3 linemen down, they stacked the box and sent 4, and they got home. And Frankfurt, 3 straight plays to go 0 yards off 3 straight incompletions. And Frankfurt, they're going to elect to punt. If I'm the Eagles, I'm going to watch this one really close. It will be. Lane Loizo back to Schmosley. Schmosley grabs it. He slips, though. So does the guy trying to take him down. And Schmosley gets taken down, but looks like a horse collar. And the Axel Eagles don't agree with a call on the field. That was probably one of the biggest no calls I've seen. That was something, all right. And if you're here and you, yeah, the ex-legals, their crowd doesn't agree. The ex-legals will now start their sixth possession on their own 21-yard line. Now that might just be poking the bear another time. The Eagles now with the possession up 24-12, up by 12 points. Mosley, he's got the keeper, cuts up, falls forward, breaks his own hole, he's still going! Drops the 39-yard line in just a play. And I think right now, the Eagles are starting to find some flight. Crowd's excited. Brandon Schmusley, again, the stats in that first half were incredible. 3 rushing touchdowns, over 100 rushing yards. Of course, you can't forget the work that Broxerman has done. Broxerman with over 30 receiving yards and also 30 rushing yards. He is the main back who's been in the backfield today. Landon Schmitz, he's also another one, great number one back, but here he is in slot in motion. This one, Schmusley, he's got another keeper here. A ball! A turnover! The Frankfurt Wildcats are the first team to make the Axel Eagles turn the ball over twice in a game. In this season, that is uncanny. We have not seen Axel has not fumbled the ball all year. They have thrown an interception up to this point. It was the backup quarterback. But they have never, ever fumbled. That is a crucial moment. And the Frankfurt Wildcats now have the ball on their own 30-yard line. With 10:46 to go, Wes Anderson, he's got a broken hole out to the outside. He loses the football. They're going to say his knee was down. He's down at about the 40-yard line, 2nd and 1. And just when you thought, when the Wildcats punted the ball, in your mind it's like you're down by 12. You know, it's not a gimme to get Axel to turn the ball over. Well, I think Frankfurt's building some confidence now. I think Coach Nick Anderson knows that his defense can get the ball back. Here we go. We got 8-man football action. Wide left, wide right. Sending Porter Colvin in motion. This one, handoff to Lane Loizzo, and he's got enough for the first down. What an incredible play. Brandon Schmosley on the tackle, and which is funny, coming into the day, Schmosley had 0 turnovers. The Eagles team only had 1. Schmosley now leads the team in turnovers with 2. He's got an interception and a fumble. But again, he has been the almighty Eagle today. He's got 3 touchdowns. He's got all of Axel's touchdowns on the game, on the ground. He has done all the work offensively. Wes Anderson, this time another keeper. The 1st and 10 on the Eagle 36. Now past the 35. Down to the 33-yard line. Tackled by Riley Bussing. Again, a lot of great games going around. The last time I got an update was in the 4th quarter. The Centralia Panthers were up 14-3 against Rossville Bulldogs. I also got an update a while ago that Nemo Central was up 7-0 against Council Grove. But again, that's been since the halftime. I think going into today, no one was figuring this Axel and Frankfurt game to be the longest game that we may have tonight. But we got 2 teams that are desperately wanting to go to the state championship. The Frankfurt Wildcats not going down without a fight, but here looks like it's going to be a false start, and it will be. The offense will now go 5 yards back, 2nd down and 7. Back down to 2nd and 12. Ball now on the 39-yard line, still in Eagles territory.
5 yards.
Still
2nd and 12 for the Wildcats.
2nd down, 8:37. The clock is rolling here. And for the Axel Eagles, they have not went to the 4th quarter, under my knowledge, since last season. We'll see if Axel, if the Frankfurt Wildcats be the first team to take him that distance. That's Anderson looking down the field, has a completion outside the numbers to Lane Loizzo. Lane Loizzo, a catch of 7 yards. Eight yards. Third down and four now after the 8 yard catch. The second down and 12. Ball now on the 30-yard line in Eagles territory. Tonight, the Frankfurt Wildcats are 3 of 3 on fourth down. Wes Anderson, in his career, I talked about it before multiple times, but he has been a stout quarterback as he comes in the day with over, well, now he's got 91 total touchdown passes. He's thrown over 6,100 total yards. What a career for just a junior. He's the state leading passing leader. Pass over the middle, incomplete. And Nick Anderson, he's arguing for pass interference. He doesn't get it. He's upset. And it's a fourth down and four. Ball on the own 30, or in the actual Eagles 30 yard line. And now, you're going to hear some huge noise from the Axel Eagles. And you're also going to hear a little bit of For Whom the Bell's Tolled. This is football. This is eight-man football. Fourth down and four. The crucial fourth down in the game. It converted three today. Can the Wildcats do it again? Play the Wiseau in motion. Wes Anderson stepping back. He's got Carter Olsen open, but he drops the ball. Carter Olsen smashes the helmet. Well, just the back, I shouldn't say smashes it in frustration because he dropped what could have just been a 30-yard touchdown pass. The first time Frankfurt has turned over on downs tonight. And now, starting on their own 30-yard line with 8:10 left to go in the third quarter, up 24-12, is the Axel Eagles. Throwing out near side, Landon Schmidt. He's going to go. He's going to break free at the 30! Before being brought down by Frankfurt's Payne Adams. He had the interception on the Eagles' third drive of the game. The Eagles on their seventh possession right now have already moved 20 yards down the field. They start from their own 30. They're in the Wildcats 30. Wasn't joking when I said I was sick this week, but again, my doctor told me the eight-man football was a little bit of medicine to get me going, and it is. Especially keeper up the left side. A pickup of 9 yards, a yard short of the first. 7:51 left to go in the third quarter. Axel may have turned over twice this game. A fumble and a pick. But they're still up by 12 points, 7:40 to go. And Frankfurt, you know, looking back at it right now, they have a turnover on downs and a fumble. And on those two crucial drives, they could have a chance to either be up in this game or have it tied. The Eagles, Smudgley. Out to his left, first down and more, down at the 16-yard line. Wrapped up and tackled by Gage Wanklin, the defensive back from Frankfurt.
That spells the run good enough for an
Axel Eagle. 7:19 left to go in the third quarter. 24-12. Again, Frankfurt, they want to play the long game. Get to the fourth quarter. Try to extend this. It is a 45-point run rule here in eight-man football. You have to be leading by 45 points or more start of the second half or some point in it. Another keeper here. That's going to be a carrier 4 yards. Second down and six. Ball now on the 13-yard line. 4 yard carry, 6:57 to go in the third quarter. Eagles here, seventh drive of the game. They have dropped so far a minute and 20 seconds off the clock on this drive. They start on their own 30-yard line. They have drove in here 44 yards down the field trying to score. Smedley tackled and wraps up in the backfield. Big time tackle by Caden Combs. Caden Combs on the season has three tackles for loss now. Third down and eight. It was a loss of two. Just one of just a few times the Eagles have been stopped in the backfield tonight. Not many times are you going to catch an eagle in his own nest. Third down and eight. 5:58 to go in the third quarter. 24-12. Twins left, wide right. Roxman in the backfield. It's going to be a pump fake. Looking into the end zone. This one almost caught! Outside the numbers, trying to go for a Moss. Great sportsmanship from Ty Smith to Landon Schmidt. And now, Axel Eagles will now be met with their third, fourth down all season long. Incredible. They have their first against Frankfurt. They now have two against Frankfurt. Fourth down and eight. Can Frankfurt cause Axel to lose possession of back-to-back drives? We'll see right here. Schmesley dropping back. It's a screen and tackled at the line of scrimmage. The Frankfurt Wildcats have held out the Axel Eagles on back-to-back possessions. Oh, my gosh. And the Frankfurt Wildcats still have yet to find an answer on offense. The Eagles have been so incredible defensively. Again, tonight they have also created turnover on downs. They have also forced a fumble from the Frankfurt Wildcats in a crucial moment on third and goal from the 3-yard line. This is not a game where people are expecting to be a defensive shutout, or a defensive shootout, as I should say. Both teams, like brick walls, solidified by concrete and obsidian. Not letting this one go. Frankfurt takes over on their own 14-yard line. 5:41 to go. And a timeout by the Frankfurt Wildcats. And we will gratefully take that one to try to warm up real quick. Reprocess some thoughts. It is 24-12. 5:41 to go in the third. And folks, this game is a good one here on 92.1 KMZA, the Eagles lead.
The State Bank of Bern, Axtell Branch, is your hometown full-service bank. When you invest locally with the Axtell Branch, you do business with people you know. Your money stays in the community, and your funds are easily accessible. Ask their friendly staff about the variety of banking services provided. State Bank of Bern, Axtell Branch, an independently operated facility serving the local community since 1890, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back to the MSC Sports Radio Network, and we got a couple of scoring updates around the area. Of course, this one 24-12, but Meanwhile, Central's now up 21-6 against Council Grove. The last update I got is right now Centralia is still up 14-3 in the fourth quarter. Big time games here on all of our stations. We got a big time game right here for you. Frankfurt Wildcats, again, they have held Axel on back-to-back drives here. Breaking outside is Carter Olson. On the pass completion, Carter Olson, he is short of the first down by just 2 yards. Again, Frankfurt, they succeed in the pass. That's what they're going to stick to. Second down and two. And Frankfurt, again, they started with the first possession in this half, in this quarter. Their second possession of this half in this quarter was a turnover on downs. But they've had Axel fumble and turnover on downs. This is a defensive start to a second half to two teams that are averaging over 55, an average between two teams a game. It's defensive. Keeper for Wes Anderson, and he's busting out! But just past the first down marker and then some. past the 30 to about the 32-yard line. And Wes Anderson picks up the Wildcat first down, now on the 33-yard line. Second play of the drive. And you talk about the offensive line here, the unit for Frankfurt, how great they've been so far. Ty Smith, Sam Backman, and Fred Rosequist. The defensive line for the Eagles, Logan Sandman, Dalton Heinen, and Lucas Talbot. Porter Colvin in motion here, handoff. Nope, it's a keeper for Anderson. And he's got a 6-yard keeper here. They're going to say a 7-yard keeper. Now, second down and 3. We'll go back to the second down and 4 here. It's a 6-yard keeper. And now, Frankfurt, we saw this last time. Wes Anderson didn't have a whole lot of rushing yards during the season and kind of till that Axel game and also in that Hanover game. We saw Wes Anderson really expand on his leg when he's been called to it, and he's been doing great in that read option. And that's been a kind of a key point of attack because, you know, Axel, they're reading those guys in the backfield. This time, another keeper. A pitch option from the keeper. And Porter Collins stopped in the backfield. Landon Schmidt laying the boom. And what an incredible job from the linebackers on Axel, keeping with the flow of the play because it was a read option. It was a read option. Porter Colvin and Wes Anderson, Lane Loizo and Wes Anderson, and then the motion man got it pitched to him. That's just an incredible play there by the Axel Eagles, taking the read, and then Schmitz from the defensive back area coming in and making the tackle. Third down and 5, 2:50 go in the third quarter, it's 24-12. Sending Loizo in motion. Anderson, quarterback keeper here. And he's going to go down at the line of scrimmage. Another tackle for Landon Smith. Excuse me, Ryland Bussing. 2:36 left to go here. We are in an incredible game. This is another big moment, Frankfurt. You've turned it over on downs last time. You're 3-4 tonight on the fourth down. 2:21 to go in the third. It's 24-12. Ball on their own 38-yard line. This is game right here. I don't think it's game, but I think for Frankfurt, they need to score right here if they want to stay. They need to convert this fourth down first. Fourth and 5. Frankfurt, 3-4 today. Anderson dropping back, pump faking, deep, and drop. No flag! Carter Olsen disagrees. But the Eagles, they say they have it in the bag. Great defensive coverage by Lucas Talbot. And Lucas Talbot, who is a linebacker, had that one-on-one coverage against the end, Carter Olsen. Olsen, it was in his hands, but he dropped it. That's the second time that that number 33, the senior Olsen, has dropped a fourth down pass. That is crucial right there. You know he's frustrated with himself. That's going to be a turnover on downs for Frankfurt. Frankfurt now getting, Axel getting it now in Frankfurt territory in their 38-yard line. Eli Brockstrom in! He's got a house call to the 10! The 5! The end zone! 38 yards in one play! And just like that, the Axel Eagles have finally found the breakaway they have been waiting for. And thank goodness, because my hands won't move anymore. It is so freezing cold right there. That put a little bit of life in me. Just enough to move my knuckles to write down that Eli Brockstrom just had a score. Appreciate all the people out here and shout me out. Axel Eagles. This time, a different Eagle into the end zone. It's Eli Brockstrom. Shout out to the crowd giving me a good old knuckle. Aaron Spezley stopped in the backfield by Trent Harden. That's the first time we've seen the Eagles not convert a two-point conversion. Well, it is 30-12. We'll be back here in 30 seconds on KZA 92.1. We got 1:41 left to go to the third quarter. The Eagles are up 30-12.
Hoppin', let's go to Honeyman Ford in Seneca.
At Honeyman Ford in Seneca, they've expanded their service base to handle whatever you require, from simple oil changes and maintenance jobs to the most complex services needed. Honeyman Ford has made the investment in buildings and factory Ford trained technicians that make it easier and faster for you. Just one more reason to buy at Honeyman Ford in Seneca.
Have you driven a Honeyman Ford lately?
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back to the MSC Sports Radio Network. The Axel Eagles now up 30-12. But, hey, you know what? Frankfurt, this is the first time any team has taken the Eagles to the fourth quarter. And even better yet, it's the coldest game of the year. What else better to take a team to the fourth than all the coldest one? And Frankfurt, they're winning the turnover battle. 2-1. However, Frankfurt has two turnovers on down. Axel has one. So Axel has given up three possessions today, and so has the Frankfurt Wildcats. Right now, it's the Axel Eagles who lead 30-12. I appreciate the jams outside the stadium. Getting me a little warmer here. Right now, the Axel Eagles, this is an open press box. That's why I'm kind of talking about the cold here. I haven't called a cold game since the first time I was a broadcaster 2 years ago. That's been a long time. I'll tell you what, I love it. Nothing better than some cold football weather. I was saying, I wish for it every week. But 30-12, 1:36 to go in the third quarter. First down and 10. Ball on their own 20-yard line is the Axel Eagles. 1:36 left to go. Time for Wildcats here again on their own 20-yard line. Sending Lane Malizo in motion. Quick pass out to the outside. This time Cotton sealed by Porter Colvin. And again, Frankfurt, they're dominating in the past, but the problem with dominating in the past, it's the weather element is kind of what's fighting against you right now. It's making it really hard to get those passes down the field, and this is not a shot against Wes Anderson, but he's got a great spiral, and he throws a fast and tight football, and when you do that, as cold as it is, you're going to start breaking guys' knuckles like Dan Marino out there, and you're going to make it pretty hard for guys to catch things like that with that kind of heat and this kind of weather. Again, that's not a diss in any means. It's just hard to catch like that in the cold. Here a pitch to Lane Malizo outside. He's got enough for the first down. Out to the 30-yard line. I see that's Porter Colvin. Out to the 1 to the 6 there. That's number 16. Well, they're going to say he was shy of the first down. I can't even say it was third and one. That is, I mean, third down inches. They got third down centimeters? If not, I'm inventing it because that's what it looks like right there on the field. They put a credit card between there, and that's where the ball is. First and goal, 4-3-yard line. In a situation like this, you might just want to consider taking a shot down the field. You're only on a third and inches. Or you might just have your quarterback keep this one for the first, and he does. It's a 4-yard tumble and stumble, and that will be up to the 34-yard line, first down and 10. And the Frankfurt Wildcats will indeed take the Axel Eagles for the first time this season to the fourth quarter. They may be down 18 points, but they still have a shot in this one. Three possessions they trail, and it's going to take more defensive efforts. They're still keeping themselves competitive. Again, both teams have lost three possessions this game. Axel, two turnovers. Frankfurt, one. One turnover down from Axel. Two turnover on downs from Frankfurt. Both teams have had an equal nine possession opportunity. Well, Frankfurt, nine. Axel has only had eight. Near side throw to Porter Colvin, and he's chopped down in the backfield. Wyatt Detweiler. And that's going to end the third quarter. We're going into the fourth like a bunch of frozen ice cubes. It is 30-12 with 12 minutes left to go. My dad is off to the right of me. He's doing the running man right now. We'll get some MC Hammer going while we're trying to get warm. Up by 18 is the Eagles. They're up 30-12. We got one quarter left to go. Frankfurt with the ball, second and 10 on their own 34.
Blue Valley Trailers is the premier trailer dealer in northeast Kansas with a location in Waterville serving all the Midwest. Stocking trailers from manufacturers like Titan, Sharp, Wilson, H&H, Travelong, and more. Located just a mile from the Titan Trailer Manufacturing Plant in Waterville, Blue Valley Trailers offers some of the best prices in the area. They also carry Titan West cattle equipment and provide Sherco tarp repair or replacement. Don't wait any longer. Visit BlueValleyTrailers.com or call 785-363-2224 today.
If you find yourself wondering, but do I really need life insurance? The short answer is yes. But actually, it's no. You don't need it. Your family needs it. The answer may be a bit more personal and includes things like car payments, student loan debt, mortgage protection, or even a farm operating note. No matter where you are in life or what your expenses may be that could be left behind, having life insurance in place to protect your family is a smart move.
Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. See Kirk Peterson, your local Farm Bureau agent in Seneca.
The guarantees expressed in this matter are based on the claims paying ability of Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome to the fourth and final quarter of eight-man sub-state football. Well, might see overtime. We don't know. Could be a game that very well goes into it. It is 30-12. Frankfurt, they have the possession. Second and 10 on their own 34-yard line. Porter Colvin in motion. Chris Anderson on the dropback. Down the field! He's taking one-on-two, and it's picked off! Intercepted by Landon Schmidt. And Wes Anderson, he threw a jump-up ball to Lane Loizzo on a two-on-one double coverage. And Landon Schmidt, he gets up and roars like the mountain lion that apparently some Max people saw here the other day. If you weren't here at the beginning of the day, for the beginning of this broadcast for that story, I'll retell it here in a little bit for the postgame. 11:53 left to go here. And the actual Eagles just forced Frankfurt their second turnover of the game. With an interception. Wes Anderson's first of the game. And Brandon Smesley gets brought down by Lane Loizzo at about the 29-yard line. This drive started at the actual own 23 with 11:45 to go. Seneca currently, Nemo Central leading 21. Oh, Nemo Central won 21-6. Nemo Central will go on to state next week. That is a big-time win. Nemaha Central winning 21-6 over Council Grove. That means 103.9 Brandon Tappan will be all the way in Hutch next week. Here, quarterback draw by Schmesley. Schmesley passed the 30-yard line up to the 33-yard line. Now we're here just waiting for the final from Centralia. That's going to be the next big one that will most likely come in.
Eagles.
First down here from the Axel Eagles, but we're still in a tight game here. But Axel, they're trying to get this game to separate. Still might be one where it goes down to 0 seconds all the way in the fourth, but credit to Frankfurt, they played an amazing game of football. No matter what the score, no matter what the final score of this game is, they have played an incredible up to this point, three and nearly half quarters. 10:35 left to go in the fourth here. Brandon Schmesley, he's got a keeper. He's got an open hole down the field. He's beating the man. He's staying up on his feet into the end zone. Brandon Schmesley from 46 yards. Like Superman, he dives and rolls. Centralia, they have won, and they will go to play Conway Springs next week. They beat the Rossville Bulldogs 22-9. And now we are waiting for our final game, our final station game of the night. 36-12 here. Brandon Schmesley, that's his fourth touchdown of the game. He's got, I think, nearly 200 yards rushing and four touchdown runs. Bunch Mosley, the keeper, he's going to pass it to Schmidt. Schmidt making two guys miss. I know it's cold out there, But look at Cole today. Landon Schmidt, not only the pick, but the two-point conversion, putting some on skates. 38-12, we're back in 30. The Eagles lead, 123 left to go in the fourth.
Helmer's Repair in Centralia is your bumper-to-bumper auto parts dealer. Find great buys on several things you need, like K-Tool hand tools and equipment, Schumacher manual battery chargers, and genuine Timken bearings and seals. They also have Gates belts and hoses. Hydraulic hoses can be custom built for ag and industrial use. Don't forget to pick up your Wix and Pro-Tec filters from Elmer's Repair in Centralia, your bumper-to-bumper auto parts dealer.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back here to the MSC Sports Radio Network, where all we do is call championships, baby. Next week, 92.1, we'll be covering Centralia. And we got a chance here of covering either Axel or Frankfurt, but Axel, they are on the pace. Shout out to the PA guy who's giving me some good music to jam to while it's 35 degrees and my hands won't move anymore because I'm in an open press box. But you know what? Can't complain about the cold because the Axel Eagles, they're out there bringing the heat. That's all you can do to appreciate. The Axel Eagles have scored three straight touchdowns. Brandon Smosley on this game, he has scored four touchdown runs and over 200 yards rushing. Playing the YZO, back to receive this kick. He's got a hurdle. And he's still fighting for it at about the 18-yard line, and that's where he's brought down. Joe Leiberger, number three, the sophomore who makes the tackle. Frankfurt, Wildcats, upcoming, their 10th possession of the game with 10:14 to go in the fourth quarter. Now 38-12. Again, this was a close game at one point. The score was 16-12. But since then, Axel, they've been the only one to seek the end zone three straight times. But in that time, Axel, they have had turnover on downs and a fumble. 38-12. Pitch option. Anderson to the wide zone in the backfield. It's good enough for 5 yards off the carry. So a pickup here, looks like they're going to give them just 4 yards. Brings up a second down and six, well, more like a second down and six and a half. I got it marked between the hashes. 10:09 left to go. And after this game, you can tune in to the High School National Bank High Score Scoreboard Show with Jake and Boz. I'm assuming we're probably possibly going to simulcast here soon with N. I'm not totally sure on that, but right now it is 38-12. If anyone new is tuned into this game, the Eagles, they have the lead. Anderson delivering a stiff arm to the outside against Lucas Talbot. That'll only be good for just 2 yards. Bring it to a third down and four. Ball on the 25-yard line. Still Wildcats in their own territory. Clock now at 10 minutes, 1 second in the fourth, 38-12. Again, if you didn't hear it, Frankfurt was at one point only down 16-12, and in that time, they had plenty of offensive possessions to either tie the game, take the lead, make it a one-possession game, but unfortunately, they just couldn't get their offense going. Both teams couldn't for a while until the end of that third quarter. Wes Anderson, quarterback keeper on the read, and it's going to only be a gain of, I think, four. We'll see if they mark it at the knee spot, and they do. So a pickup of two brings up a fourth down and two.
Fourth down.
So if anything is game here, it is a fourth down play for the Wildcats. 9:30 to go. 38-12. Crucial moment of the game for the Frankfurt Wildcats to try to convert this fourth down. Tonight, they are 3 of 5. They have failed their last two. They went to Carter Olson on both of them. And Wildcats will call a timeout down 38-12. And hey, when I talk, there's smoke coming out of my mouth. Isn't that cool? That just tells you how cold it's getting. It's 38-12, 9:04 left to go in the fourth quarter. We're back in 30 here on KMZN at 2.1.
Jerry Nolte, your local hometown insurance agent with Farmers Union Insurance, knows how to help you. Call today and learn about all the different insurance options you have, including auto, home, renters, farm, life, and commercial insurance. Jerry is a lifelong resident of the area, so he is sure to set you up with just the right coverage. Give him a call today for a quote, 785-336-2040. That's Jerry Nolte, your local hometown insurance agent with Farmers Union Insurance, 785-336-2040.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back to MSC Sports Radio Network here on 2.1 KMZA. We're set to simulcast here soon with both KMZA and KNZA. And again, you can stay tuned for the National High Score Scoreboard Show. Jake and Boz after this one. And of course, we'll also have our post-game show and our Player of the Game segment after this one as well. Fourth down and two. Ball down the field. Trent Harden intercepted. Landon Smith has made two picks back-to-back. I know it's cold outside, but who's even colder is Landon Schmidt. And Landon Schmidt on this season has been incredible in the secondary with three interceptions, but he's got two today. He's got five total. And Wes Anderson is not, he didn't throw a single interception today up until the fourth quarter. He has thrown two on back-to-back drives in the fourth. And now on the season, Wes Anderson has thrown three picks, all which have been against the X-Legals. Option, and Eli Brossman stays in bounds, and he'll get to the 30-yard line. X-Legals, 10th possession of the game, they're on their own 25. With 8:45 left to go in the fourth quarter. So, I'm not sure who's winning on the other side of the bracket. Again, I believe it's Dighton High School and Victoria High School taking on both teams 11-0. And whoever wins that game will be most likely playing Axel next week at 11 o'clock in the morning in Greensburg.
Victoria won
for the state championship game. Axel looking to chase not only their 51st consecutive win today, but their 52nd consecutive win next week alongside four state consecutive titles. Brandon Smosley, keeper, he's got an open hole, he's down the field, he's in the 10, he's broken four tackles, he's into the end zone! A 49-yard touchdown run, breaking four tackles! That's half the team in 8-man, and you still can't bring down the KU commit! And now the Eagles have scored three straight times after turning the ball over two straight times. That is just how the Eagles fly. First down and 10, 44-12. 2-point conversion, up and coming here. Hand off Schmidt. Schmidt trying to get the end zone. He's shy. This is the back-to-back time the Eagles have not made a two-point conversion. We're back in 30 seconds here. It's 44-12. The Eagles up right now by 32 points. We're back in 30 here on KMZA.
Looking for a new career opportunity? Look no further. Cook Cabinets is hiring. They offer competitive wages and a great work environment. Come join their team and help create beautiful cabinets for their customers. Cook Cabinets looking for hardworking individuals that are eager to learn and grow. Don't miss out on this great opportunity. Apply today at cookandco.com. That's KOCHANDCO.com. Cook and Company is an equal opportunity employer.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
246 rushing yards on the game and five touchdowns. Brandon Schmesley He may have two turnovers on this game, a fumble and a pick, but he makes up for it with his legs, with his talent, with his confidence, and with his ability to adjust and make plays on the field. The Axel Eagles have scored the last four straight touchdowns. Once this game is at 1 point, 16-12. In fact, it was 24-12 for most of the time in the third quarter until the Eagles scored at the very end of it, Vic, at 32-12. And the Frankfurt Wildcats kind of put the nail in the coffin for themselves on the back-to-back interceptions that they have ongoing. It's 44-12. Kickoff on the way, Layla Wiseau back to return from the 5-yard line. Cutting, trying to get outside the numbers, taking a stutter step before being dropped out at the 19-yard line. 7:44 to go here. Clock stops. Dalton Heinen on the tackle. Frankfurt on their 11th drive, up and coming on the game. And again, the first time these two teams played, 76-30. It was 68-30 coming out of the first half, but it was 76-30, the end of the game in the third quarter. Frankfurt, their defense has been well-adjusted. They came in the day. They found the defensive keys. Unfortunately, they just couldn't find that offensive success that they could in that first time these two teams have played. My lips are frozen, stuck right now, trying to talk. And tackled back at the backfield is Lane the Wise, though. Eli Rosh making the play in the backfield. Logan Sandman is a 1-yard loss. And anyone doesn't know, again, it is an open press box down here. And don't get me wrong, I love cold weather. I love the element, and football makes me feel like I'm down there. But my hands can't move, and I can't write anything more down my stat sheet. So we got it again. The only thing keeping me warm here is good old Axel scoring touchdowns.
We're on in as well now.
Second down, 11. 7 minutes left to go. Second and 11, 44-12 on their own 19-yard line. Jumping back, Wes Anderson, near side here, almost caught by Landon Lewiso, but covered by none other than the coldest guy out here tonight. And not by cold as in literally cold, I mean he's cold as in he's got two interceptions. He's got the back-to-back for Axel Eagles. That's Landon Schmitz. Landon Schmitz, he's been an incredible player. Also, make sure, again, you stay tuned for our post-game show brought to you by Be Outdoors Real Estate. Of course, our player of the game by the Farmer's Fame Bank. But, of course, when you're calling an Axel game, there's really one man to really pull from. That's none other than Landon Schmusley. He's got over 250 yards rushing on this game, nearly in 5 rushing touchdowns. He has been a menace, but you also got to credit the defense. Landon Schmitz on the back-to-back picks. He has been a defensive player on the game. Third down 11, 6:49 left to go in the fourth quarter on their own 19-yard line. Frankfurt Wildcats, 44-12, jumping back, Wes Anderson, pressured by Eli Broxman, dropping out to his right side, going to the middle of the field, caught! Lane Lewiso, first down and more! Lane Lewiso still going, past the 40, dropped to the 36-yard line. For the first down. Again, if you didn't hear it, Nemaha Central moves on the next week. They beat Council Grove, Centralia. They beat Rossville. That was our latest score that we got right here within the final game of the night. The least expected game to go all four quarters in the longest time. It is none other than the Axel Eagles and the Frankfurt Wildcats. The Wildcats, again, they play this game to the best of their advantage for three quarters, defensively and possession. They kept it out of the Eagles' hands. Here, first and goal from the 36-yard line. Keeper Anderson, he's going to be dropped at the 34, just past the 35. A keeper of 3 yards. Clock rolls, 6:39, left to go. Second down and 7 on the 34-yard line.
We're on
end. Still down, 44-12. Officially simulcasting here. Just want to say a welcome to all of our new viewers coming to this game. This is the Axel Eagles who are currently up 44-12, 6:32 left to go. The Frankfurt Wildcats currently have the offense possession, 2nd and 8, in the Axel territory on Axel's 34-yard line. Again, if you didn't hear, this game was at 1 point, 16-12 for the longest time. Frankfurt, they have forced Axel to turn the ball over twice and have a turnover on downs. But Frankfurt, they've had two back-to-back turnovers. Interception. Big boom for the crowd. That's clear for none other than Brandon Schmesley against number 33, Carter Olson. It was a catch of 7 yards. 7 yard completion from Anderson to Olson. Third down and one. In just case anyone new coming in and is confused why I sound like a toddler, not only am I kind of a little bit sick here, we are in an open press box, and we are with the elements in here with the players. In fact, I almost wish I was suited up down there playing. It is some freezing cold weather. My man, the Eagles, they are getting warm, and they have been hot all night long. And this is going to be a handoff. Lane Loizzo to the five. Touchdown. I take it back. I'm not cold anymore. That right there. Put a little boost in the step. Lane Loizzo breaking out a 27-yard touchdown run. That's the first time Frankfurt has scored since the first half when they scored on back-to-back drives. So real quick of a recap for anyone who just turned in. Axel's up 16-0 to start the game. Frankfurt forced an interception after scoring to make it 16-6. They got the interception from Peyton Adams. They scored again. They made it 16-12. And then Frankfurt, well, they went on a long drought of 7 possessions without a score. And in that time, they had forced Axel to have a turnover on downs and a fumble. It still couldn't go on the board, but here they finally do. 27-yard touchdown run. And this time, it's a double reverse to Trent Harden, and that's the first time the Wildcats will go into the end zone, a 2-point conversion on the double reverse. But again, there's still 5:19 left to go, and Wildcats are down by 24 points, 44-20. We're back in 30 here at 92.1 KMZA.
We know the scenario. Your Wi-Fi is being shared between 2 televisions, streaming Netflix, smart devices scattered throughout your home, multiple smartphones, and you have a Zoom meeting you're trying to connect to. Take the frustration out of your Wi-Fi with Blue Valley Technologies' worry-free Wi-Fi service. Our advanced router with a 24/7 support team can help your home network run smoothly. For more information, call 877-876-1228.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back to the coldest game in Kansas. 5:19 left to go, 44-20. Good thing we're just in the Midwest. But I appreciate it here, everyone who's staying tuned. Hopefully you're warm and cozy in their homes. And right now, it's the Axel Eagles who are set to play Victoria next week. Shout out to Ray in studio giving me the update on that game. Victoria weighing down a whooping on the 11-0 Dighton High School. Victoria and Axel right now, the assumed teams that will take on next week at 11 o'clock in the morning on Saturday at Greensburg for the 8-man Division II Championship. For anyone who doesn't know, Clifton Clyde, they lost, unfortunately, by a blocked field goal to end the game to try to send it into overtime. Centralia, they move on the next week. They will play Conway Springs. 44-20. Again, stay tuned after this game for the National Bank High Score Scoreboard Show with Jake and Boss. 44-20, 5:19 to go. Frankfurt, kickoff. Oh my gosh, almost recovering the onside kick. Do they do it? Do the Frankfurt Wildcats have it? And they're going to say it stays with the Axel Eagles. Oh, my gosh, that was not Landon Schmidt. That was Joe Leiberger, who almost just allowed an onside kick attempt to bounce off of him and into a Wildcat hand. Wildcats only down by technically 3 possessions if they were to get all 3 2-point conversions. And I kind of go back to that moment where Frankfurt, and still, hindsight, if you do convert those 2-point conversions that you had at the beginning of the game. Yeah, it's only 44-24, but 20-point game looks a lot more reasonable than 24, considering you gotta make all 3-point conversions, 2-point conversions. Supposedly, pitch to Schmidt. Schmidt's past the 40. 5-yard pickup. Second down and 5, up and coming now. 5:05 left to go. Again, we'll have some stats for you after this game. The Wildcats, man, they dominated that first half. When you look at just the stat sheet alone, they outgained Axel 227 to 209 unofficially on the stat sheet, running and passing, but mostly through the passing game. Frankfurt really dominant in it early on, but it's kind of been against them here. You talk about those two interceptions. Second down and four. This is a 6-yard pickup for Landon Schmidt. Says he got the extra yard after the dive. 4:28 left to go. 44-20. Twins out to the left. Wide right. That's Detweiler to the near side. Left to right of your dial right now as the Eagles work him. It's a quarterback draw for Schmusley, and he's got enough for the first down. Then some. And Schmusley is, again, when I'm sure people who are just got done listening to the Nemaha Central game, all right, you get to hear, you know, Carter Hike, you know, bulldozing guys. Well, you know, anyone who's coming to this one, let me tell you, it's no different. You're just going to listen to me saying Brandon Schmusley bulldozing guys. It doesn't change. It's the same story. Just a little bit different paint cover. Both players great on the ground and can take a couple of hits and go down the field. Both of them absolutely incredible. Brandon Schmusley. He's got over 260 rushing yards in this game and 5 touchdowns. 3:40 to go, 44-20. Axel on the 29-yard line in Frankfurt territory, first down and 10. Schmusley, he's got the pitch option here to Schmidt out to the near side. And he's going to be brought down just past the 25, down to the 23-yard line, a pickup of 6 yards. It'll be now a second down and 4. So they're going to give him a 5-yard pickup, second down and 5 now. Landon Schmitz, he's had some good carries. Again, when you go back to the beginning of this game, and kind of what both the teams have done, Axel Eagles have really just relied on the pitch option. It's just been the pitch option, and it's either been Landon Schmitz. Primarily at the beginning of the game, it was Eli Brockstrom, but that pitch option was just deadly because if it got to that point where Schmusley felt like he couldn't keep it, he would just pitch it out, and it would be a 15-yard pop easily. And right now, talking about 15 yards of pop, Schmusley! Well, not quite 15 yards, but he got 10 yards down the field. Wes Anderson making the tackle. Axel trying to get this game to get over with. 3:23 left to go here in the fourth quarter. It's 44-20. This will be the first time all season long the Axel Eagles will ever have to go down to 0 seconds. Again, Axel Eagles looking for the 4P. We'll have that call next week, under the assumption that they clean things up and take this game away here. Up by 3 possessions, could extend it to 4. With 3 minutes left to go, time clicking, trying to wait for that play clock to get as low as it can get. Schmusley, he has the handoff here to Brockstrom. Brockstrom, a block to the outside, and throwing the wings up like an eagle before he soars into the end zone, Eli Brockstrom. And the Axel Eagles, on their 11th drive of the game, score a touchdown. What an incredible score. Eli Brockstrom, that is his second Eagle score today. He has been a big-time player. Again, he's been in that pitch option all night long. That time they don't give it on the pitch option. They just get a simple handoff, and he got it. This time, he'll get another handoff. No, it's a pass! Well, I thought it was a handoff, and Detweiler was back there to receive for the two-point conversion. The Eagles now up 52-20. We'll be back at 30 seconds here on KNZ and KNZ 92.1 and 103.9. We're back in 30 seconds. 2:43 left to go in the fourth quarter. It's 52-20. The Eagles lead.
Local family owned and operated since 1926, Wanklin Oil in Frankfort is the hometown company that you can trust for your home and business needs for clean, reliable, and affordable propane and fuel services. You can count on Wanklin for same-day delivery service and competitive pricing. Wanklin Oil can deliver to the field for farmers, saving time and money, and they can service all of your propane, fuel, DEF, and oil needs. To learn more about their services, call Wanklin Oil in Frankfort today at 785-292-4710 or toll-free 1-800-794-2019.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back to the MSC Sports Radio Network. You can hear it. Well, Beastie Boys, Fight for Your Right, the party in the background. Axel Eagle, well, they're fighting for the right to go on to win four state titles. They are on a run, 52-20 right now is the score against the Frankfort Wildcats. Again, if you just tuned into it, this game was at one point 16-0, and then it was 16-12. And since then, the Axel Eagles have been pretty much all gas, no breaks. On 11 possessions, they have scored a plentiful amount of scores. Schmidt, down the field on the kickoff, Lane Loizo, back to return, past the 10, and he's going to get tackled at about the 13 by Schmidt, as well as seven, Gavin Shaughnessy. His brother, I believe is his brother, Colin Shaughnessy. He is out tonight. I hurt his foot pretty bad, but I do believe I was told he'll be back around in December for basketball. And you talk about the Axel Eagles, the Courtside magazine coming out soon. I believe that was getting delivered around the area today. But that'll be out to you soon. Really suggest reading up on all the stories for both Frankfort and Axel, because Axel, they're going to have a really great basketball team this year. But right now, they're trying to what is to be complete a four-peat and win their 51st consecutive game. Oh, well, fumbling in the backfield is Lane Loizo before being dropped down the 5-yard line. And let me just say one thing real quick. I want to give a shout-out to a lot of those Frankfort seniors as the season ends this year. This is the second time that Frankfort has matched up with the Axel Eagles in a row in the sub-state championship game. Last year, it was definitely not this competitive. It was 52-6. This time it's 52-20. It is in definitely a more competitive game for the Wildcats, and they'll definitely have a lot to hang their heads up on, and to feel pretty good about this game. But you go back to the key moments, and yeah, you might look down upon them, but at least you know that you gave Axel a run for their money for the longest time. And that's something that maybe not even Victoria High School will be able to do next week in the state championship game. Direct snap to number 6, Lane Loizo again, 1:34 left to go. Axel Eagles will now play Victoria High School next week, as they will win this football game 52-20. They're at least on phase 2 with 1:30 left to go. Again, I'd like to talk about some of the players that are graduating from the Frankfort Wildcats. Lane Loizo, who's a senior, he finishes his year with over 80. He finishes his career with over 80 touchdowns, over 5,300 yards, and over 280 tackles. Carter Olson, he's a senior. He finishes his career with over 2,000 receiving yards, over 110 receiving yard receptions, and 26 touchdowns. Trent Harden, he's another receiver. He finishes his career. There's a timeout on the field, but again, I want to keep thanks here just because I want to give a shout-out to all these Frankfort seniors who competed so hard over there, the six on the team. Again, Carter Olson, shout to him. Trent Harden, a total of 1,500 receiving yards over his career, 86 receptions, 21 touchdowns. Ty Smith, he is a senior, and he has broken the Frankfort interception record for any player to hold over their time. He's got a total of 14. He's got 8 this season alone. He's almost had 2 this game, but unfortunately dropped both of them. But again, Ty Smith, he holds the new record for most interceptions by a player in Frankfort history with 14. Again, this entire team has been great from the top off. I mean, Sam Backman, the offensive lineman center, he's been incredible. Again, this has just been a great Frankfort Wildcats team with historical numbers. Wes Anderson, he's the leading state passer. Thankfully, he's just a junior. He'll be back next year. He's got over 6,200 yards passing in his career. After the timeout, third down and 15, 52-20. 1 minute left to go. Anderson down the field. Completes the pass to Lane Loizo for the first down. A third down 15 completed. 20 yards down the field. Clock will stop momentarily. And this has been a great game for Frankfort to play. And the Axel Eagles will get their shot to complete the four-peat. Brandon Smosley in that senior class has never lost a football game, ever, since coming in their freshman year. They have now went on to win 51 consecutive games, the third leading most games in the entire country in the first rank amongst eight-man division, in all classification for eight-man. Big tackle for Ryland Bussing for the tackle for loss of one after the completion on the near side to Harden. 15 seconds left to go, and the Frankfort Wildcats will not run a play. The final score, 52-20. The Axel Eagles will move on to 51 consecutive one-state games, and also they will look to complete the four-peat against Victoria High School next week at 11 o'clock against Greensburg in Greensburg. We'll be back in a couple of minutes here for our post-game show by Be Outdoors Real Estate. Not right now. We're outside right now, but I'll give a shout-out to Be Outdoors Real Estate. They're great when buying or selling. He's the best in the business, recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate online at beoutdoors.com. Right, I'm going to tell you right now, the outdoors is pretty darn cold, but we're in a pretty good press box. 52-20, Axel wins. We're back here for our postgame show here soon. Stay locked in.
Do you wonder which cattle mineral to use each year? With so many on the market, it can be daunting to choose the perfect mineral that checks all the boxes for your herd's unique needs. At Countryside Feed, they're here to help simplify that process. Their nutrition professionals are happy to work with producers to create a mineral program custom to their herd. Visit their website, countrysidefeed.com, to learn more about their products, their team, and their current mineral promotions. Countryside Feed.
Are you looking to build a garage, farm shop, or building to get your equipment out of the weather? Contact B&D Buildings in Axel for competitive pricing and proven workmanship. They build post-frame or stud-frame buildings and can include your concrete work as well. To see some great pictures of their buildings, go to Facebook at B&D Buildings or you can call Brad at 785-294-0147. That's B&D Buildings in Axel, your local source for quality construction of your post and stud-frame buildings.
The State Bank of Bern, Axtell Branch, is your hometown full-service bank. When you invest locally with the Axtell Branch, you do business with people you know. Your money stays in the community, and your funds are easily accessible. Ask their friendly staff about the variety of banking services provided. State Bank of Bern, Axtell Branch, an independently operated facility serving the local community since 1890, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Hoppin', let's go to Honeyman Ford in Seneca.
To provide service after the sale at Honeyman Ford in Seneca, they've expanded more service bays, more factory-authorized Ford parts, and more Ford factory-trained and certified technicians are ready to help you with your maintenance and repair. Let Honeyman Ford in Seneca be the place you buy your next vehicle, and you too can enjoy the results of their expanded services.
Have you driven a Honeyman Ford lately?
Blue Valley Trailers is the premier trailer dealer in Northeast Kansas with a location in Waterville serving all the Midwest. Stocking trailers from manufacturers like Titan, Sharp, Wilson, H&H, Travelong, and more. Located just a mile from the Titan Trailer Manufacturing Plant in Waterville, Blue Valley Trailers offers some of the best prices in the area. They also carry Titan West cattle equipment and provide Sherco tarp repair or replacement. Don't wait any longer. Visit BlueValleyTrailers.com or call 785-363-2224 today.
If you find yourself wondering, but do I really need life insurance? The short answer is yes, but actually, it's no. You don't need it. Your family needs it. The answer may be a bit more personal and includes things like car payments, student loan debt, mortgage protection, or even a farm operating note. No matter where you are in life or what your expenses may be that could be left behind, having life insurance in place to protect your family is a smart move.
Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. See Kirk Peterson, your local Farm Bureau agent in Seneca.
The guarantees expressed in this ad are based on the claims paying ability of Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company.
Helmer's Repair in Centralia is your bumper-to-bumper auto parts dealer. Find great buys on several things you need, like K-Tool hand tools and equipment, Schumacher manual battery chargers, and genuine Timken bearings and seals. They also have Gates belts and hoses. Hydraulic hoses can be custom built for ag and industrial use. Don't forget to pick up your Wix and Pro-Tech filters from Elmer's Repair in Centralia, your bumper-to-bumper auto parts dealer.
Hi, I'm Ryan Limcool, owner-broker at Be Outdoors Real Estate. We are a unique brokerage company established out of an incredible passion for the outdoors. We are land sales experts and outdoor enthusiasts. Whether you are looking for prime hunting ground, productive farmland, or a recreational retreat, our expert field agents with years of hunting and land management experience can assist you. We help buyers looking for premium land and sellers wanting to obtain the best value for their property. Give me a call at 1-800-599-LAND. Be Outdoors Real Estate. We know land.
Let Farmers State Bank work with you to accomplish your goals. Whether that is buying a house, car, or farm, the experienced staff at Farmers State Bank can help you along the way. With branches located in Westmoreland, Manhattan, and Onega, Farmers State Bank is just around the corner. Check out our website at www.bankwithfarmers.com and start your journey today. Farmers State Bank, modern banking, timeless values, equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back to the final time here tonight. The Axel Eagles here at the Axel Sporting Complex taking on the Frankfurt Wildcats, and they come out victorious in a huge marginal victory, again, 52-20. The final score of the game, the first game all season long at the Axel Eagles, have been taken all the way to the fourth quarter and to the 0 second it rains. Just a little bit of a recap of the game. The Axel Eagles, they received the ball to start it. They score on their first two drives of the game. They go up 16-0. Frankfurt Wildcats, they score to make it a 16-6 game. And then for the first time this season, Brandon Smelsley, he throws the interception. And then Frankfurt Wildcats, they get back-to-back scores to go to only be down 16-12. But you kind of bring up the numbers that Frankfurt, they did not convert two-point conversion in those first two first touchdowns, and that's a major crucial point because they could have kept this game a lot closer for a lot longer time, but unfortunately they just kept letting the possessions get out of hand. Axel eventually got it out of reach to a 44-12 game before Frankfurt scored, making it 44-20. Axel, they really put the nail in the coffin at 52-20 on the game, finishing with the, of course, the player of the game, brought to you by the Farmers State Bank in Onega, Westmoreland, and Manhattan, providing modern banking services. You can visit with Farmers, bankwithfarmers.com. Finishing with a total of 345 offensive yards and 5 touchdowns, Brandon Schmedley, and winning 51 straight games, looking for the four-peat and taking on Victoria High School next week will be the Axel Eagles. Again, thank you for tuning in to today. Thank you for the amazing regular season and the postseason run that we've had. And, of course, the state game next week at Greensburg, 11 a.m. for the Axel Eagles. We'll be looking for their fourth consecutive title and their fifth title all time against Victoria High School. Again, you've been listening to the Be Outdoors Real Estate Buying Postgame Show, but buying or selling is the best in business, recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate. Go online at beoutdoors.com. I'm Credit Promise, KNZA 92.1, and a simulcast here to 103.9 KNZA, right back in studio. Troy off to my right, helping me with stats. Thank you for watching tonight, and stay warm. Thank you, everybody. Have a good one.
You've been listening to coverage of high school football here on your sports authority.
All right, I go get warm. Bye, Ray.
See ya.
See ya.